Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters and my brothers, good evening, good evening, good evening. As always, we are truly glad to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Brother D, this is a show now. This is not the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Well, that's not what the Bible said. He told Peter, up on this rock I'll build my church. He said, what two or three assembly in my name, I'll be in the midst. The Lord is not going to be at a show, so I have the right to say, T, you know what I'm saying, T, I earned the right to be able to say, good evening, my sisters and my brothers. We are truly glad to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Brother Tim, we're back
yes, sir.
In the house of the Lord.
One more
Brother
time.
Dog,
ain't it good?
Ain't it good? Here comes Brother Dog again, being the master that he is of music. I hadn't spoke to him. I had no idea what he would play. But I want my sister and brother to try with me for a moment before I can get out the way. Turn over to the book of Hebrews.
Yes, sir.
Put the farm on me. I'm just talking away. Devil is dead, but he's alive in this house today. I say again, I want you all to remember the song that Brother Dog just played. The song brother said, I'm willing to run all the way. Munchie going to remember this. Munchie has a brother-in-law, I have an uncle by the name of AJ Blakes. He's a singer song. Long time ago that says, Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100. He said, 99 and a half just won't do. See, he was willing to run all the way. 99 and a half just wouldn't do. He said, I got to make 100. I got to. Because if I fall short, anywhere short of the 100, I gave up on God. I allow Satan to step in and Satan win. Songwriter, again, sister and brother says, I'm willing to run all the way. Now, I want to give you something that can help you run. See, this here help you run. Look what Jesus said here in the book of Hebrews. Let's look at let's look at the fifth chapter, the fifth verse, 13th chapter, the fifth verse. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I love this right here. For he has said, now see, you can forget everything I read before that. Just focus on what I'm about to say right now. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That right there lets you know that you should be willing to run all the way. See, your best of friends will turn it back on you. Your mother, your sister, your brother, your wife, even your job. Well, they turn it back on you. Sometimes you go to work unbeknown to yourself and there's a pink slip on your time card or in your box. Or sometimes you get a text message in the days where, you get a phone call saying, Brother D, we have truly enjoyed working with you. We enjoyed the service. You've been great for us, but we find that we're cutting back, and we just can't use you anymore. We got some background noise, and we got some background noise. We just can't use you anymore.
All right,
but
then.
The songwriter said, I'm willing to run all the way. So in other words, I'm trying to get
all
you to see is that you will never get a picture from the Lord. You got to do is, if you serve God, you don't never have to worry about getting the layoff notice. You don't have to worry about getting the termination notice from the Lord. He says, because I will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. And then by him being no shorter than his word, that means one thing according to what the Bible just stated is that his word is true. And if his word is true and you believe in what his word say, then you can run all the way. Because, see, you got an arm of protection around you now. You got the breastplate of salvation on now, all because he says he would. What did he say? What did he say, brother? He would never leave you,
nor
would he forsake thee. What the Bible said now.
That's what it
said. And then I want to give you one more verse, and I'm going to get out the way here. And then after that, if that was enough to make you want to run this race to the end, he went on, he says that, so that we may boldly, when you can say something boldly, they say, who is that? And you stick your chest out. You put air in your chest. You weigh 110 pounds, but you swell your chest up like you weigh 150 pounds, and you say, oh, that's mine. See, you boldly, you're proud of it. The Bible says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man should do unto me. See, when God is your helper, T, you don't have to worry about, there are going to be some stumbling blocks in your way, brothers and sisters. There's going to be some clouds hanging low sometimes. There's going to be some sickness that's going to come in your life. There's going to even be some death that's going to come past your way. But when you got God as your helper, and he's already told you he would not leave you, nor will he forsake you. Oh, you can run this race. You can run this race.
Yes, you can.
And you can run it boldly. Now, if that don't let you know that you are able to finish the race, I want to give you one more. I said I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to give you one more, bro, Tim, and then I'm going to get him out of the way. I got to give one more. I said I wasn't going to do this. Now, the Lord done told you, he done told you that he's willing to hold your hand. He's your helper. And the songwriter said, I want to run all the way, not 99 and a half. He said, but all the way.
If
you run this race, sister and brother, and you run it to the end, then he said this to you. I ain't going to tell you where it's at. You all should know what it's at by now. Brother, he done gave it to you so much, you got to know it by heart. He said, for the wages of sin is death. I ain't worried about that because you're going to run the race. He said, see, you ain't worried about the wages of sin because you run the race. If you go run this Christian journey, then you don't have to worry about your sin because he had already brought it out your sin. He done gave you a way of forgiveness for your unknown sin, for your new sin that you might commit or have. You can say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I sinned against thee. Lord, I'm sorry. The Bible says he's faithful and then he's just. But look what the Bible says here. He says, for the wages of sin is death, but you wouldn't have run the race all the way. He said, but the gift of God. See, that's why you want to run the race to the end right there, sister and brother. When you get to the end of this race, God got a gift for you. He said, the gift of God is eternal life. And he's telling you how to get it. He's telling you who to hold on to run this race through Jesus Christ. I used to hear a little joke be told when I was a kid. They said, how can you lose with the stuff I use? If you're willing to run this race and hold on to God's unchanging hand, sister and brother, how can you lose with the stuff you use? These 66 is all you need. Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank God for Jesus today. We want to thank God for allowing us to come together once more and again. I want each and every last one of my sisters and brothers, if you'll bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear. We're going to whisper a word of prayer here, and after prayer, we're going to get into the word. I tell you all the time, as long as it come out these 66, you know it's going to be good. He says, word, he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So you'll get a chance today if you come along on this journey. If you travel this journey, you're going to get a chance to taste and see that the Lord is good. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we come with a humble heart and a bowed down head. We stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Father, for what you've already done in our lives. Lord, knowing that there's so much more to come, but just tell you thank you right now for what you've already done. We thank you for the blessing that you give us each and every day of our lives, how you touch our souls, telling us to get up and start a new day. Knowing, Lord, that some didn't wake up this morning, but you allowed our years to roll on a little while longer, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Then, Father, upon just telling you thank you, we ask you, Father, to continue to bless. Continue to keep us, Lord. Touch these services that we render each and every day of our lives. Touch the morning service. Touch this evening service. Father, stop by tomorrow night and bless our Wednesday service, Lord. Father, we know that you're able, Lord. We know that you can. Not only will we find ourselves today, Father, standing in the need of a blessing. For you said in your word that how can we hear without a preacher? We come by today to hear the unblemished truth, word of God. We stop by the throne of grace to hear, to eat, to be merry, to get full off your word. For you said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, we stop by today, Lord, just to taste and see. Bless right now. Continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Touch in a mighty way. Father, touch the schools. Touch these kids. touch this killing, Lord. We find that each and every day of our lives, someone is being killed for no reason whatsoever, just because, to because. We know that you can, Lord, whether you touch right now. Touch our politics, these politicians, Lord. Touch their minds, Lord. Touch their hearts. Give them some understanding, Lord, that there's a better way. There's a better way, Lord. There's a better way. And let them know, Father, that you are the way, the truth, and the light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Touch right now. Bless right now. And, Father, before we leave our prayer section, we want to ask, touch one of our brothers, Brother Ernie. Some of us call him Big Man. We know on yesterday that he gave us all that he had. He did the best that he could. We know, Father, that sickness is going to come up on us. We know, Father, that for whatever the reason might be, sickness has come up on his body. But we're asking you to bless him right now. Bless him right now, Lord. Touch his body. Keep him, Father. You gave him to us. You gave him to us, Lord. You gave him the knowledge and understanding that he has to share with us, Lord. Whether you just touch him right now, heal right now in a way that only you can, Lord. Father, we love you, Lord, and we place no one above you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen.
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 Amen. At this time, brother, we're going to get out of the way, and the next voice you hear will be the speaker themselves. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Lee. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to just add a little something to it. I just ask God to continue to strengthen me, use me, Lord, and let me not adulterate your word in any form or fashion. Lord, just bring back to my remembrance anything that I have studied that you deem that is important to your people, because you know who you're talking to, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just say thank you for allowing me to be able to expound on your word, Lord, to be used in your service. Father God, I just say thank you. No one understands how much I appreciate you using me but me. Lord, I want to say thank you and from the bottom of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to do two sections, and maybe you can see that they come together and they complement each other. And Brother D said he was over in Hebrews. I started laughing because I'm asking you to come with me to Hebrews. Let's go to chapter 12.
Amen.
And I'm just going to briefly go in there, and then we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. Amen. And we'll go from right there. I think it's verse 12 on down. But I just wanted to do this because I wanted to give an example. Brother Dog played the song. He said, I'm willing to run all the way.
Yes,
Brother D
yes,
came
yes,
on
yes,
and started talking about running this race. And then we know that we don't have time to sit down and walk. We got to run this race. Because the devil is on your track. He's trying to catch up with you. See, you are already in the lead, and God has blessed us to know that we are already going to win this race. And so what we're doing, the devil trying to catch you and hoping that you slow up, and we're going to run this race, my brothers and sisters, and that's what we have to do. We're going to go to Hebrews 12, and verse 29 says, and you can just get there when you get there. I'm just going to keep going on. For our God is a consuming fire. Just remember that. Okay, now we're going to go to chapter 12, and it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Stop right there, Brother Tim, and go over to who are these witnesses? And these witnesses that I'm going to talk about are some of these things that is going to entail our lesson today, is that
These witnesses are the ones that were in our past, our ancestors, the ones that brought us to this point, the ones that are in the book to give us eyewitnesses and events that were in their life that allowed them to continue to trust God, to lean on him more and more and more. And when we say faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, we know that faith is what we need. You cannot worship God. You cannot please him without faith. You can't. You can't do it. You got to believe that he is who he is. He's God, and he's my God. Amen. He's your God. He's God all by himself. None is equal with him. He's God. He's the one that spoke everything. When before anything even was, God was. He was there. He was in the beginning.
Yes, he was.
There was nothing. Everything he spoke into existence, everything that your eye can see, he spoke it into existence. And here I am right now, my brother and sister. And when you go down through it, and just chapter 11, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to let you know that by faith, Abel, by faith, Cain, by faith, Enoch, by faith, Noah, by faith, Abraham, by faith, Moses, by faith, Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, by faith, these are, even Rahab, by faith, these people here had all type of situations in their life. They had death maybe before them, all kind of things happened in their life, but by faith, they believed and trusted in God. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Cancer may be on the rise, but you say, what? By faith, God, I believe that you can heal me in the name of Jesus. There's power and love and healing all in his name. So when you look around and you say, man, my child, but by faith, you got to trust God to know that you're able. That's why the Bible says here, therefore, see, you already knew something that already happened. And it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, those were the witnesses I just told you, Moses and Abraham, all of them were witnesses. And so he says right here, says, and let us throw off every thing that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. See, that's what it's all about. See, if you don't be around the people that's going to encourage you and strength, the ones that you see that are walking and running this race with God, then, see, if you don't, you'll let these things entangle you. Some people want to talk about all the stories and is this true and that. You don't have time for that. You got to believe and trust in God when your life is on the line, when your eternity is on the line, when your destiny is on the line. So what you have to do, don't let these things entangle you. Let us, what, Brother D, run. You got to run with perseverance.
Yes,
the race that's what marked out for you. Uh-oh, what are you telling me, Tim? That I live this life on this earth. It's not by accident. It's already carved out for you. God knows everything about your life. He already has appointed you. You have a birth date and you have a death date. It's already been marked out for you. What you need to do is figure out what is the mission that I need to be on. What do you want me to do, Lord? I want you to run this race for me, Tim. I want you to go out and speak my word, teach my word, be an example of my word. This is the thing that you have to do. Is it an easy job? No, you can ask Abraham. It wasn't all that easy. You can ask Moses. It wasn't all that easy. You can ask David. It wasn't really all that easy. But guess what? God didn't ever say it was going to be easy, but he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you all the way. And all you got to know is that I marked out your life for you. He said, hey, devil, hey, what are you doing going to and fro? He said, have you considered, well, I like when God speaks his word in someone's life. Have you considered my servant Job? He's an upright man who shuns evil. You can't make him change because God can't lie. You can't change him. Devil, care what you do. God already spoke it in his life. He can't lie. So have you considered my servant Job? So all of a sudden he said, let us fix our eye on Jesus, who is the author and what in my book says perfecter. But it means author and finisher of this your life. He's the one that pinned it into existence. And he said, and he's the finisher of your faith. He's the professor
of your faith.
And so he said, who is the joy set before him endured the cross. See, the only reason why we are able and we're protected is because of the cross, that what was done on Calvary's hill was finished. He said, didn't you hear what he said in the seventh word? It is now what? It is finished. I've done everything that God has asked me to do. It is finished. I have ran this race. In 33 years, I've run this race that he's asked me to do. Guess what? And there's going to be some beneficiaries because of my death, because of what I went to on the cross. He said, and in scorn and shame, how in the world can the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Son of the living God, be nailed to a cross? And that's embarrassing. That's the shame of it. Even the thieves on the cross, one said, remember me. The other said, get us down if you be. How in the world can you say that when your life is on the line? There's going to be a lot of them say, if you are still, if you are Jesus, can you have mercy on me? Didn't you know who I was all that time? And you didn't want to do nothing. You didn't want to run the race. You didn't want to participate in what I had already marked out for you in this life. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Our Lord and Savior is real.
So what I'm trying to tell you, my brother and sister, sometimes you got to look past yourself. There's a true story. There was a man, he was from Africa. And, you know, they can run them long-distance races. And I don't remember all his name, and I couldn't probably pronounce it half of the time. But he got in the race, and not just the regular sprint race. He was running the 10,000-meter race. That's like 25 laps around. And he took off, and they were running. And you got to remember now, he caught a cramp in the middle of the race. And he could barely run. He kept trying. And he kept trying. And all the people and passed him up, and the race is over with, Brother D. And they kept on, he kept on running. And the people looking at him, everybody was mad, and he's holding up to all the race. We could be on another race, but he kept on racing. And they asked him when at the end, why did you do what you did? And he said, because I look back at my country and the people who sacrificed for me, our Lord and our Savior, sacrificed for me. He said,
some of the women that came didn't even have money.
They came in and presented their prayers. And they came in and they gave their food, their very, very land, so I could have a hotel room to lay my head in. I could not stop running. I had to keep running the race all the way, no matter how hard it was, no matter how much the cramp hurt me, no matter how much the pain and suffering that I had to go through. I had to continue to run this race because other people were looking at me. Other people were depending on me to finish the race. And when the man came through, the people in the stands were yelling and screaming and hollering and saying that he was a great man to finish the race. And they looked over and they said the people who won the race didn't even get the recognition that this man did because he had a determination to run the race. He wanted to finish the race because
other people were depending on him.
Brother D, sometimes we got to run this race. When we go through pain and suffering sometimes and our families turn their back on us, our moms and dads don't love us anymore. They love us of themselves. When you don't know which way to go, your job gone, your car breaking down, dog acting crazy, you got to continue to run this race. Jesus didn't give up. He ran the race for us. He was running this race for us because there was a benefit for him running and laying down his life for us. My brothers and sisters, you got to run this race. Brother D just told you in this race, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
And when that man came through that finish line,
cramps and body aching, the race had been over for hours. He was still trying to make it. And you got to run this race because guess what? All of your deeds and all the things that you do in this life are going to be accounted for. So now, since you heard that, my brother and sister, I need you to come on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'm going to start at verse 12, 11. By the time you get there, I'll be already rolling. It says, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one that's already laid. See, you can't perfect anything else that's already been perfected. Jesus, and then we talk about he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the perfecter of our faith.
He said that the
foundation has already been laid. And he said, which is Jesus Christ. Our foundation is built on Jesus Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. Don't you know the building cannot be built correctly if it don't have a cornerstone? That's what it's all about. It says, if any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, stones, he said, wood, hay, or stubble, his work will be shown for what it is. All that. See, if you're building on all these fancy things and gold, you look at my portfolio. Did you see my bank account? Don't you see I'm driving a big Mercedes Benz and all these things like that? All your work that you do for the Lord is going to be what? One day it's going to be shown. It's going to show for what it is.
Show.
It says, because of the day, we'll bring it to light. So what I'm trying to tell you, my brother, when we're looking at what you're doing, God, it says that the day comes and it's going to expose. When you do things in the darkness, the light comes
to the light. Come on now.
It brings it out so you can see. And
guess
what? All that you have done, God is going to one day let the light shine on it. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to give an account of your stewardship. It says, because the day will bring it to light, it will be what? Revealed with fire. Didn't we just say our God was a consuming fire? He going to do what he got to do. He going to let you know.
Sir.
And he said, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. That's what the Bible says, brother. See, if you got some garbage up there and you gave God wood and stubble and all the little junk up there, you didn't give him your best. You didn't run this race with perseverance. You didn't do and give God your very, very best. I'm willing to run all the way, Lord. I'm willing to give you my very, very best. I'm trying, Lord, but it seems like all these stumbling blocks are in my way. But I'm not asking you to get rid of the stumbling blocks. I'm just asking you, Lord, to give me the little strength to climb it. Don't worry about it. I know that sometimes my family put stones and things and all kind of trouble and pain in my life. But, Lord, I just said, just give me a little sunshine every now and then that I know that you're still there. I'm going to keep running this race, Brother D, whether you know it or not.
Got to run.
Be judged by God. Am I doing this for personal aggrandizement? Am I really doing this to be puffed up in myself? Don't you see me? And like you told me one day, Brother D, that Oprah Winfrey said, don't get it all twisted, because it's not that I think I'm better than you. I just can't afford a better pair of shoes. My feet are still on the ground. Do you hear what I said? My feet are still on the ground. I'm running this race, Brother D. That's what it's all about.
Race.
If you have built you to survive, it says he will reserve a reward if it gets burned up. You will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only the one escapes through the fire. What I'm trying to say, my brother and sister, that this is all about you in your life. What you want to do, guess what? I'm telling you right now, if you didn't do nothing, you can't expect it. Songwriter said, everything from what he said, nothing from nothing leaves
nothing.
And I said, so if you didn't give nothing, how can you expect something? If you never put not $1 in the bank, how can you go and take and withdraw anything? If you never did nothing for God, how do you expect him to do something for you? You don't do nothing. He's already gave you the very best. He gave his son. His son gave his life that you may have life.
Yes,
and guess what, Brother D? You know, I just want to ask a dumb question. What makes the blood still good today? And then what it was, like, it's still pure from way back there. It's still pure now.
Yes,
it's going to be pure forever and ever and ever. Brother D, I tell you, this is what I got to tell you. Brother D, heaven and earth may pass away one day.
Yes,
but guess what? His word
God's
is going to stand forever.
Come on
so
now.
I'm just asking him to wrap me up in his word. Do me like he did when they had put him in swaddling clothes. Wrap me up in your word, Lord God, because one day day, heaven and earth may pass away, but your word going to stand forever. Wrap me up in what's going to stand forever, Lord.
Yes,
I want to be with you. I want to see, hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been running this race. Now it's time for you to come and rest a little while. I got a place prepared for you that's not paid, but prepared by hand. I'm here to tell you, Lord,
yes, thank you for my mansion.
Thank you for my
name
on the door.
Yes,
no,
sir.
Brother D,
yes,
this
sir.
One is for you. This one is
yes,
for me.
Sir.
It don't matter about mom and dad. This one got my name on it. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me and for you. I thank you, Lord, that you shed your blood. Thank you, Lord, God, because you had it all planned. Nothing went out of order. Like you said, oh, Lord, Lord, I just say thank you because I know I want to run this race. Lord, I got a little overweight, but I know that if you help me, I'll run this race. I know that sometimes my friends get on my nerves, but, Lord, help me run this race. Sometimes people all around me got a better idea, but I'm going to lean and trust in your word because I know your word is true. It's been proven down through 2,000 years. They tried to find error in it. Every T has been crossed. Every I has been dotted. Every comma is there. You can't do nothing, but his word is true because you know why? He is the word. He said he is the
word.
He was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's why this is the hymn book, capital H. I am. It's all about him. If you look for him, you can find him. That's what I want to tell him today. Run this race, my brother and sister. Quit sitting around. You got to run this race.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I got to run this race, Lord.
You got to
all
run this race.
You got it, brother. You got it. You got to run this race.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Can't play games. You got to run this race.
In the name of Jesus. You got to run this race. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Use me, Lord. I need your help, Lord.
Oh, but I'm running.
Are you there? Are you there, T? Is T there?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am.
Hey,
yes,
man, come on in here, Tika.
Praise the Lord. You
good.
Know, it's just nothing. There's nothing
hey.
Left to say. Praise the Lord. The well,
hey.
The message has been well spoken,
hey.
Well preached, well teached, and there is really nothing left to say but the benediction. I just thank God for His message on today, and may God ever bless you, Brother Tim, as you go forth and give the message. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for that. And I just want to say before I get off, Brother D, we want to ask each and every one to be with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same channel, for a time for reflection. And as always, God has a word for you. And thank
yes,
you
do.
So
yes,
much. I enjoy each and every one. Thank you so much. Thanks for the message. Thank you, Brother D. And you both be blessed.
Before you go, T, I got a question for you. I got to ask you a question. Are you willing to run? Are you willing to run this race? Are you willing
to
run this race?
You got to run. That is no other way.
You got to run this race.
In
the name of Jesus.
We can't afford to give up.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we're going to turn this thing over to Brother Dog. But I want to ask you something, and then we're going to give it up. Did y'all hear what my teacher said? That's my mother's baby sister. Did y'all hear what my teacher said? She said, we can't afford to give up.
Amen.
Why is it that we can you tell them a little bit why we can't afford to give up? I know time is getting short. We got to go. But can you please tell them why we can't afford to give up? We got to run this
race. We can't afford to give up because this is our last chance. This is our last chance to make it into heaven. When we die, we're not coming back to this earth. We're going to heaven or we're going to hell. So we got to be willing to run. We should always look forward. Our Bible tells us we should look to the hills from which cometh our help.
Yes, sir.
All
yes, sir.
I
yes,
sir.
From
the Lord. And
God
will help us make it to heaven if we just let
him.
So we have to keep on. Don't look back.
Yes,
don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But keep your eyes, your heart, your mind, everything. Focus on
yes,
the kingdom
sir.
Of God.
On the kingdom of God.
Lord, I'm and Brother D and Sister Mary, the songwriter said, I'm trying to tell my brothers and sisters, that's why I use some of the strong things like cancer and divorce and losing your job. There are going to be mountains in your way.
Oh, yeah.
But
yes,
give me the strength to climb, Lord. I promise that I'll keep on climbing if you just help me. You stay with me. His word said, I'll never leave or forsake you. So you know you got his blessed assurance that he's going to be there. My.
Amen.
There are mountains in my life. Yeah, up and down in the valley sometimes. But you know that he'll never leave you. He's right there with you all the way.
Amen. You got to be able to climb that mountain, knowing that God is with us, going to carry us all the way through all our trials and our tribulations. We got to continue to make it. I constantly think when I'm going through things, we went through nothing compared to what Jesus went through. So we should praise God when we're going through stuff for blessing us to make it out of it.
Yes, he is. I just truly thank God today. God is a right now God, and he's a God that never runs out of blessings. And you all should be fooled. When I tell you, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, I know that you should be fooled today. Sister and brother, you got to run this race. This race has been put before us, and you got to run this race. Somebody said, I believe I'll run on and see what the end
is going to be.
Believe I'll run on, see what the end is going to be. I got to get out of here. We know that our time is running out. I'll be wanting my brother Eric to come in. We have another brother that does the morning service with us, Brother Reverend Henry. And we wish him he would come on sometime. We have a shouting hallelujah good time on the morning service like we do here in the evening service. And I'm going to say this to my sister and brother before I turn this thing over to Brother Dog. If you all didn't get enough today, Monkey said that, he said, I guarantee Mo told you. I can guarantee Mo told you, if it's the Lord's will and you didn't get enough today, if you tune in tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Central Time, I guarantee you, God, see, God won't just show up. God will show out. You know what I'm saying? And he wants to show out. Brad, you know what I'm saying, Brad? He don't want to just show up. He wants to show out.
Yeah.
He have placed the I told my brother this from here a couple days ago. I said, from here, I said, I am so glad that the Lord has appointed a time for us to come together like he did. God is just so good to man. God gives you the help that you need. You hear him sometimes say, I feel my help coming on, for my help coming from the Lord. See, the Lord will give you help.
Sir.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Brother, you got to run this race, Brad. You got to run this race. Woo, you got to run this race. Run on. See what the end going to be. Come on, Brad. Come on here, Brad. Come on here. Talk to him, man. You got to run this race.
I'm reminded of the Holy Spirit, you know.
Yeah.
I feel the Spirit of the Lord. I'm so reminded of it because I'm like my sister, you know. You don't want to really come behind nothing like that. You just want to just thank God for God's presence, you know, of his Spirit, because truly he has truly blessed today, you know. I just thank Brother Tim for what he has conveyed to us and how he brought it to us. And no one can err right now. No one. The only reason you want to err, it won't be because he didn't teach any preaching. It's because of the man's ways and choices of life. Thank you for the word, brother. And I ask God to keep giving you strength, man, you know. And I'm going to say it one more time. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling.
Who's able? Yes, sir.
I'm just going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yes, sir.
It might not be my two. It might not be my two, Brother Tim.
Come on with it. I need it. That's the proper way. Come on. Now I need it.
When he got to the word, we didn't take long enough. That's why Brother D can't be quiet, because he loves to preach word. You know, when you hear the word like that, you know, and you want God to just to let his will be done, man. I'm really believe with the scripture. It's the same thing. It says, when he said this, reason why I don't want to say it now, Brother Tim, because I know it's at the end of the service. But the scripture did say now to him who is able.
Unto him.
Keep us. I'm gonna change the word again. Before the presence of his glory with Jesus, the only wise God. I heard a long time ago the old saints. You know, everybody stand up when he do it. You know, everybody stand up and know it's just the end of the whole. We're gonna go home, but then sometimes something didn't happen. He just look like some people when they pray, they have their eyes open. You know what I'm talking about? And not just the you got your eyes closed, but then watch this. Sometimes God can move when you're really praying. Watch this, because I love this part, because he presented us, and look at us.
Yes, he did.
Look at us. Some of us don't fit to be printed, be presented, but he presented us to God with exceedingly joy. I mean, he was just when he done that.
He's
the only wise
great
God.
Joy.
I would
say, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes,
majesty,
yes, he is.
Dominion,
yes, he is.
Power.
Yes.
He's been in church just a little bit now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Yes, hard,
thank
man.
You, Jesus.
You know, the way he preached like that.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I'm going to ask you this. You know, know, I've been around a little bit. You like to mess with him a little bit, Brother D. You know, this church got a pastor, man. This church got a pastor, man. You just a business pastor, man. This church got a pastor, man. You know.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'm going to die.
You know, it reminded me of what I heard Reverend Frank Ray says. Pastor came and preached so hard, said the only reason he preached in two churches, I wouldn't let him take a vote.
I'll tell you, man, when you didn't wear no clothes, them old saints, they'll tell you that, y'all. And they just pull your coat too, brother. See? They'll pull your coat.
Yes, sir. Well,
you don't know they're doing
it. You didn't get enough. Amen.
Wow.
You know, the Bible says that the laugh is good for the soul. We have truly heard the uncut, unadulterated, true word of God today. I have enjoyed myself above and beyond. And I know anyone that knows the Lord. See, if you don't know God, then you may not be able to see what Marty see or feel, or what Brother Eric see and feel, what Brother Dog or Brother Till. But if you truly know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, I can tell you how you feeling right now. So I can't tell old Satan, I can't tell him how he's feeling, because he's been a deceiver since the beginning.
Yeah.
But if you truly know the Lord, I can tell you how you feel right now. Oh, you on fire. You're on fire right now if you know the Lord, because God has truly been good to us. He has allowed us to hear his word twice today. Anyone that didn't get it this morning, he brought it back and fed us. You eat breakfast, you start the dad out, you grab a lunch. You start the dad out, call it supper. There's dinner right there for you. Brother Tim has just spread the table for us today. And I just thank God for him. I thank my brother for allowing us this time. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, he gives us a lot of time to come
thank
on here
you,
and
thank
tell
you.
Someone about a man called Jesus. And I just truly thank him for it. I thank the Lord for how he's allowed God's plan to roll on. Just had an anniversary, I believe, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that just lets you know that every day we're getting a little closer and a little closer, sisters and brothers, to God. Amen? We're getting a little closer and a little closer. We're going to get out of here because I tell you all the time, and I want you to be glad to see us come. And then glad to see us leave. Well, I say this as I prepare to give it over to my brother. Are you willing
to go all the way? All the
brother,
way.
Yes, sir.
Slow as you.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is the work I've done. May the work I've done speak for me.
Amen, amen. Before we go, Sister Mary, if you don't mind, Brother B, if you don't mind, and Sister Mary, go ahead and give your speech for tomorrow, and I'm gonna get Brother Eric and Brother House to fight on it as soon as you get through, Sister Mary. So go ahead and get us out of here with a prayer, Sister Mary, and I'm going to get Brother Eric and
Amen.
Brother Tim to fight. And as soon as you finish praying, call Brother Tim stole something.
Amen.
Brother Tim been stealing from Brother Eric. Brother Tim been stealing. Come on, Sister Mary.
Amen. I already gave my announcement, Brother Dog. But Father God, right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for the word that we heard on today, dear God. Father God, bless us that we'll take that word to heart, Father God, and seek your faith, that we'll continue to run for you. We won't give up and we won't turn back. Father God, we know you're able, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching us this morning with the finger of love, starting us on our way, keeping us from any hurt, harm, or danger, God. Father God, we thank you for keeping us covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for being our Father. Father God, we thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for each and every one that came out to hear the word on today. We thank you, Father God, for Brother G. Glory be to God. We thank you for Brother Tim and the wonderful message he gave, Brother Eric. We also thank you for Brother Dog, as always, for his perseverance in all that he do to keep your word to continue to go out. Father God, we ask you to bless the sick and needy, the young, the poor, the homeless. Father God, bless you, shut in, Father God. Father God, truly, Father God, this world is in a bad shape right now. Father God, we ask you to bless people all over the world. Go into the schoolhouses and all over the world, dear God. And keep your angels, dear God. Protect the children, God. Protect the teachers and the workers, dear God. Father God, go into the hospital room. Father God, we ask you to take the sick, the ones the doctors don't know what to do. Father God, we know you're able, Father God. Continue to give those doctors wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. Father God, we thank you, and we will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. Ring the bell, Brother D. Ring the bell, Brother D, because Tim Al stole this from Brother Eric. He stole it.
My.
Yes, sir.
Serving the Lord.
Serving
the good.
Yeah.
We'll pay off.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
After a while.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Living in God.
Yeah.
It'll pay off.
My Lord, it
will. After a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep working.
Keep on working.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day. Whatever is right, God said he paid. Serving the Lord, in all, oh, I know it'll pay off. After a while. Got to keep on working.
Got to keep on working. Yes, Lord.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
My.
Because I want my sorry crown.
Thank you, Lord.
I know my way. My way will get brighter.
Oh,
even
yeah.
Though my friend.
My friend, yeah.
Sometimes let me down.
Let me
down. And oh, what a time.
What a time, what a time.
It will be when my Savior's face I'll see. Living the Lord. And oh.
And you know, I had to close them up, though, because Brother D, if he had got a little louder messing up the song, you know, he would mess up the song. But like Sister Meredith and everybody said, you can tell when the service is good. You can tell when the pastor then brought the doggone word, because Brother Eric come on and Sister Meredith come on and Brother D come on, and they all said the same thing. Brother Tim, you brought the word today. I had to close their mics up because, you know, if I don't close their mics up, they'll be going on for another hour or something, you know, so I had to close them up. But I got one more song. I got to play my favorite song. Then we're going to get on out of here. But then I might open them up and let them, you know, then let them say something, because they be over there by the bus. But you can't let them stay on there too long, though. But here we go. That's my favorite song, y'all. I'm over back up.
I'm too close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To my journey's end.
Okay.
I'm too close.
Yes,
Lord. To turn back into a world of worth. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. Yeah. Lord, you know I'm just gonna make it to heaven somehow.
Yeah.
I'm a too close. Almost to reach my goal. I said I'm too close.
Too close.
Yeah, yeah.
To finally saving my soul. I'm a true hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. I'm closing them up because if I don't, they'll be over here all day. That song says I'm too close. You know what that means? Say, I want to shake hands with my old friend. That means we ain't got as many days behind us that we had in front of us. So y'all better get right with the Lord. Sister Mary, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Hang up and get out of here. Brother Eric, you might want to get on out of here too because I don't know how they're going to act crazy. You know, they start acting crazy, but you know, not me. But God bless. God bless. Hold on just a second. I was saying something earlier. I don't know if I was on mute or not. I might have put a Brother D and been on mute. Was over there talking to myself. I don't know. But I did say, if y'all didn't hear me, that Brother Tim brought that word today, and all of them agreed with him. And when all of them agreed with it, that means it must have been a good word. So with that being said, that's going to do it for us today. And we're going to do what we do. We're going to do what we do. So I don't know the... Now, Brother, if you ain't got to go yet, because I don't think they ain't gonna get dirty yet, though. But let me go and get Bobby Cole over here right quick, because, you know, he keep talking about he done paid me, but I ain't got my check yet.
Bobby Cole presents It's Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gate open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go hot at 5. On Friday, gate open at 11 a.m. Admission, $25. And then on Saturday, gate open at 10 a.m. And it's all-day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, Steele Station Road in Steele, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th. Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass shootout, $5,000 on top of the pot, 8-car minimum, 250 entry, the diaper game, $3,000 pot, 8-car minimum, 3 entry, the big one, the 5-inch and below shootout, $10,000 on top of the pot, 8-car minimum, 1,000 entry, and a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole, 901-299-9504.
All right, all right. Tim, I've been telling you all day to hit the one button so your hand will come up to the top. You ain't hit the one button yet. I just had to go find you and open you up. A wheelchair, if you got an announcement, hit the one button. Kid, if you're on there, hit the one button. Y'all know the procedure. But where in the heck is Jamie at? Now, Jamie ain't been on here to his race this weekend, and he ain't been on here yet. He ain't been on here yet. So I'm wondering what the heck going on with him now. I didn't see nothing in my I was looking up under my check still, but I didn't see nothing said about no advertisement. Somebody been getting Jamie in here. Let's see, wheelchair might hit. He might have said, oh, he said wheelchair that money. Come on in here, wheelchair.
No, he ain't sent me shit. So, but, you know, we'll be down at Macon this weekend for Beer's race. They open Friday for distance. And Saturday, the race gates open up at 12, track go hot at 2.
Wheelchair, get from around that radio you behind. Wheelchair, I can hear the radio back there. Well, if you watch the game, go watch the game, then get off in
there. Go watch the game. And, you know, you got the Junior G by the belt. Junior G by the belt going to be up for grabs. He locked in with Zay.
Uh-oh.
Kind of like, I think I'm going to be it on the open now. Ain't more to it, Beer.
Hold up. Hey, man, you got a little, hey, did we have a little wage on that?
Yeah, we already locked on that, dog.
Yeah, it did a little 20 cent piece. Was it a 20 cent piece or a 50 cent piece?
Nah, it went over 20.
Okay, go ahead.
And he's going to do the Rupp City shootout, which is another little shootout that they have been having going on, so they're going to bring that back. B is going to do the first one this year. So, and then, yeah, I know also, I'm waiting on my check from Jamie, but I'm going to say he got his race over there in Darlington.
Right.
See, I advertised 3 days in a row, $50 a day, so he owe me like $150 right now.
Yep.
So, like I said, dog, if you can get out and support, get out and support. If you can't, thank you for wanting to get out and support. Best way to put it.
All right,
back to you, Will.
All right, Wilcher, go ahead. What game you watching, Wilcher? What game on now?
The basketball game, going to come on about 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, okay then. Thanks for that advertising. Now, I get a little ticked off at you by advertising a basketball game on my show, but I'm gonna let you go this time. I'm gonna let you go this time. Anyway, I don't know what's Jamie's problem and why he can't at least stop by him and say something about his race. I don't know what's his problem. Now, I do have a problem with him not having been on there. But anyway, we got no prescription going on down at Darlington this week. Atlanta and Boston are playing now. I ain't asked nobody who played. Shut up. I ain't going to tell you who's texting me. Anyway, no prescription down in Darlington this weekend. Jamie raced Friday. He got a tribute out to Joey Oliver. Joey Oliver was one of our main racers with a boosted car. He passed away on us, and we having a special shootout on Friday night for him with a bunch of big grudge matches already locked in for Jamie's race down there. So, man, like Wheelchair said, it's going to be rough. I wish I could be in two places at one time, but I can't. So I'll be in Darlington down there. I'll be at Darlington, Wheelchair, I'll be at Macon. But come on out there Friday. The gates open at 3 o'clock. The track will be going out at 6. We have a drive meet at 7 o'clock, and y'all know how I do it. The shootout started at 8. If you ain't there, you know I'm going to go on without you. But it's going to be a big tribute to Joey Oliver. And also the main event, well, not the main event, for what's coming up Saturday, we got the Junior Dragsters. The Junior Dragsters got some good money to put on the Junior Dragsters. I got a sponsor that I will reveal later on at the Junior Dragster race, and it's Jason Hickel out of Florida. He always trying to support anything in racing. Anytime I ask him for some support or anything, he's a willing sponsor. So I want y'all to be trying to call him and get my sponsor to sponsor y'all. Also, that said, that we got that $5,000 28275 shootout. Ooh wee, that's all I'm gonna say. Ooh wee. And also we got the all steel, all glass shootout that Saturday with a $3,000 purse. And we got the OD streetcar shootout also with a $2,000 purse. So we got a lot of action going on down at Darlington. And I hate to say it, you know, but it hate to be split up because I think a few people that's from the north are going to be coming down to Beer's race and staying over the Bobby Cole race. So I just wish we could just get these races where we didn't have them all at the same weekend. But I reckon it is what it is. I don't know when we're going to be able to come together, but it is what it is. So with that being said, since I didn't see Kid hit the one button, I'm going to go back up in and see what my prayer man got, my prayer warriors got going on. Tim House, you and Brother Eric and Brother B, y'all mic back home again. Y'all, if y'all got anything y'all want to say, we can have a little bit more church for a minute there. We can have a little bit more church. But I want to tell y'all, when y'all want me to do something, Tim House, you should let me know ahead of time, brother. So what y'all got on your mind right now? Just a few. Yeah. What you laugh at, brother?
I know that laugh anywhere, brother. I'll say this, my brother, brother dog, so y'all can have some more church. We never stop having church, brother dog, but we truly appreciate. We appreciate them for not coming in, and which allows you to give us more time.
Key done came in on that. Key done come in, so you're going to try to say Key the devil. He done slid up under the door.
I just wanted to say on this stage right here that
man, y'all do a good job of providing the word, and I'm going to reiterate it again, because every time I start being nice, Brother Eric's going to come on there and he try to dress it up, but he be disappointed on the participation we get sometimes and everything. He dresses it up when I be trying to be mad about it, but I'm going to say it on the big stage now, man. A lot of guys don't realize the time and the effort that y'all take out of your own life and your work. And your paying job to put on these free seminars, and like I said, I always try to give my brothers a hint, like I hit Brother D to let Brother Eric be on, because sometime in the morning he can't be on, and I don't know if he can be on in the evening, but I know he'd be about to bust when he can't get on. If he just listen, he'd be about to bust because he love to do this kind of thing. So y'all go ahead and give me a little bit of church for a minute from all three of y'all before I get back to the regular program. They didn't slid up under the door now. The devil didn't come on in the house, so I'm going to let him in the house for a minute.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get out of the way, let my brother speak. Before the devil held more souls in the Lord, he said he'll turn rocks into souls. Ain't that what he said, Brad? When we was a kid, we used to pick up what they call a curly rock. See, he's not speaking of curly rock either. Come on, Brad.
You know, we often say with love that time's gonna take its course. We have fun. We suck and jive. You know, sometimes we might be on the line for 3 or 4 hours talking about this and this. But let me tell you something. Time is getting so close, man. It is getting so close that we will be surprised. I'm gonna tell you one thing. Just go back 30 years. Some of us might can go back 30, 40 years and understand what I'm talking about. We never thought normalcy would never come back again. You know, it won't never come back. You know what? It ain't just because of the pandemic. It's just because of God letting them know he's getting closer. And the devil knows it, so he gets busy. So he gives us things that distract us, to keep us, are we having fun? I'm not saying. Now, I ain't talking about the race and all that. I'm talking about when you put yourself things before God. Time is getting closer, because he's going to warn you too. He might take mama. He might take dad.
Come on now. He might take
little brother. And then you'll get a chance and go, you never gave me a warning. You never did. My mother's gone. And I've been waiting on you to come in my door. And he said, I was listening today. Brother Tim told me I got to run. He said, Brother Tim? He said, yeah, I spoke to Brother Tim.
I told y'all I should open the mic back up. Get out of here, brother. Come on in.
Yeah. I want to give this real quick. My brother Tim Cub. Not today, but hopefully I'm going to send you a song. It's called Death and the Beautiful Angel. I want you to play it.
You've been sending me the song for the last month, and I ain't got it yet.
Yeah,
so okay. Whenever you send it, brother, I'm about to send it to you right now. Whenever you send it, brother. Come on in, Tim, before I let the devil slip on me. Come on in.
I don't have much to say, dog. Brother Eric said it. It's getting close, and Brother D and all of us, we got to run. So I'm good. I just want my brothers and sisters that's out there, I want them to run too. I want them to be with us. I don't want them to get lost and then they stand there saying, Lord, I don't know. And, you know, it's too late then. So I want them to come on. So that's it for me, though. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Lord, walk with me.
Oh, yeah.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me while I'm on this Jesus journey.
Come on, y'all.
I want Jesus, oh yeah, to walk with me. Don't leave me alone, Lord.
You know what? I'm going to ask Kid. Don't y'all go nowhere, preachers. Don't y'all go nowhere, Rebs. Kid, don't you cuss now yet. I call that the Castro Hour. Why do you think I call it the Castro Hour, Kid? Can you tell me why you think I call it the Castro Hour?
Well, maybe it's multiple blends like the oil. You know what I mean?
Nope. Nope. You're wrong. I'm going to close your mic back up. I'm going to tell you the answer, though. A wheelchair, if anybody on your phone, why do I call that the Castro Hour? Why I call it the Castro Hour? The hour. Why did I call it this? Anybody on your line, wheelchair? All right, Brother D, you better quit texting me, Brother D. Brother D, stop texting me. I got a special ring for you, and you texted me. I'm on the show. Then quit texting me. Let me see what he's talking about. You done sent me the doggone song, Death of a Beautiful Angel. Okay, you done told me that, Brother D. Just, all right, I'm going to say, Tim Miles, can you tell me why I call it the Castro Hour, the one I just got through doing? Can you tell me why I call it the Castro Hour?
I guess, baby dog, just like Castrol, it gets you moving. And maybe that's what it
is. Nope. I'm closing you up. You're wrong. Brother Eric, Reverend Eric, can you tell me why I call it the Castrol Hour?
Brother, I ain't going to lie. I got a thousand things in my mind, but I'm going to get it real close so I can think of you. I'm going to get real close to you. I really
come
believe
on.
That when you talk, when you presenting something and it all mixed together.
Nope, he wrong, too. You wrong. Brother D, you said you ain't never right, but you ain't never wrong, whatever you said. Why is I calling it the Castro Hour? I'm just saying, I'm just talking about the new bit I was doing. I ain't talking about what y'all was doing. I'm talking about what I was doing. Why I call it the Castro Hour?
If I don't, if you're choosing with you, I don't have a clue.
I don't finna tell y'all. And I don't know why y'all didn't know it. See, y'all must be thinking in a biblical mind. You got to think in a carnal mind like me. We on the national show, and we got all these people on there. Some of them want to hear the gospel. Some of them don't. So I force fed them. It's just like castor oil back in the day. Didn't nobody like taking no doggone castor oil. That's some nasty stuff you ever wanted. Didn't nobody like to take that castor oil. That's what I call it, the castor oil. Kids, you agree and don't cuss because I still got the pastors on. That's why I call it the castor oil, y'all. I'm moving y'all back up. Y'all agree? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I force fed it to them.
You tell Roger why I gave him a break.
No.
I gave him a break.
Yeah.
With a dog.
Dog.
Yeah, come on.
That's you got a feel for him now, dog. You
can't hit the one,
but
right. Hey, hit the one, but dog. That's what I was going to say. Castro back in the day.
Yeah.
He was trying to take it,
but a clean. Hey, I should get at least 50%, dog. It can get you moving. Castro is going to get you moving.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, somebody tell me, I think if Reverend Brian told me or something, and somebody else told me, I can't tell y'all who else told me that. They said, when I be doing stuff like that, it be saying, it don't be me. It just be the spirit move me to act crazy. We can act crazy and still get the word. We still can get the message out. Is that right?
Not the spirit.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
You know, I believe, you know, I'll be in church. You know, we'd be trying to, you know, convey some things and articulate what you're doing. You're trying to reach. And when you're reaching people, God will give you what to say and how to present it. You know, and the image you gave me, when you said, Pastor, I didn't even get my mind, but I've got all kinds of stuff in front of me right now. But when you said it, then as you presented to him, I understand what you said. But I'm telling you, you reach people because how God knows. They listen to you. They hear you. And that's why God does the things he does. I just need to clean your mouth up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm working on that now. All right. I'm going to close y'all back on. We're going to get back to the regular.
You know something, bro, dog?
Go ahead, buddy.
You know something, bro, dog? You said you give to a castor or you a little this and a little that, then you kind of force it. I like to tell you that's a scripture for it. See, when he spoke to the farmer, he said he spoke in farmer terms. When he spoke to the housemaid, he spoke in housemaid terms. See, you give it to them in a form that they can, come on now, give it to them in a form that they old people like to say a baby, a fool could hear it and a baby can understand.
Yeah.
Even though they really not trying to hear the word of God, but when you give to them, what you give to them, you treat their ear.
Come on.
And some stand around listening. Let them keep listening.
I'm closing y'all up. I mean, like I said, you know, you stay on long as you can handle it, though. All right, kid, you and Pastor Joe, what you got going on, kid? What's going on, brother? What's going on, kid?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting around waiting on these races to come around, dog.
Yeah. Hey, the Lakers don't play tonight, though. The Lakers don't play. Where did we?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow. Yeah. I'm gonna get me some brand new shoes out of that. Baby.
Oh man.
Yes, sir.
How you gonna get some brand new shoes?
Yeah.
You going to Walmart? You better hurry up, cause Walmart closing up a lot of stores now.
I don't care about Walmart. My man don't shop in Walmart. He shopping at high end. I'm gonna get me some of them good shoes. He shop on in the white folks' stores. He shopping in Walmart.
Okay, well,
he ain't going to Walmart.
Okay, that's good.
All the niggas got to do is win that series. If they win that series, kid, I'm gonna get me some new shoes, kid.
They got a good chance because if my boy don't come back.
You ready faking? But I saw where he bent that hand now. This is why I made the bet. And I gave a joker 2-1 odds on it. And Memphis is the number 2 seed, which means they way betting. They way on paper they fucking way betting the Lakers. But this is what
I think.
And I know people didn't like me to say this, and they're gonna say I don't want to call me racist or prejudiced, whatever they want to call me. I told them, Memphis got too many of them black. They got too many of them black superstars. Them black boys, they gonna get them points. They gonna show out. They gonna look good. They gonna be entertaining. But them old doggone it, can't jump white guys. You see what that boy Reeves did for them the other night, didn't he? Now you see LeBron. It was like LeBron wasn't even in the game almost. You ain't hear hardly nothing about him.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
tough minutes.
Yeah,
they got a good
chance of knocking off Memphis.
Then they got a brother with a damn name I ain't never heard of. What his name is? Nakamura Hura, Maka Hura, Maka Hala.
Rui Hashimura,
whatever the name, I don't know if he black, white, or in between, but boy, he couldn't miss.
He got a little Japanese in him.
I know where he's from, though.
But let me ask you a question.
Okay, I got it.
But hold on. Let me ask y'all a question, man. Y'all know now. Tell me this, man. You know, us brothers, we think we tough and bad and all that. What color is damn Anthony Davis, man? What color? You blow that big old doggone joker. What color is he, man?
You know,
that's about the
same. He's light skinned. He's a light skinned brother. He's accident prone. He's like Bill Walton was back in the day.
Can't move my arm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He came back and did all right, though.
Yeah, he did.
With Steph Curry now. Yeah. Y'all know Steph Curry. Now, Brother D, I'm not opening your mic because you're not finna get back on him, Brother D. Every day he do that shit. I'm going to get back on
him. Mm-hmm.
What you want, D? Wait a minute. What you want, D?
Hey, this ain't about these light-skinned people. But I got my landscaping business. He's parking at Tim's house. A light-skinned person ain't working for some weed either.
Yeah, well, here go Tim Miles right here. Here go Tim Miles right here.
Oh, man. That sounds like Tarzan.
Brother D, what you want, Brother D? What you want, Brother D?
What I was going to say, in person, he's not that light. He looks, I don't know why it's lighter because I've been in the gym with him. He looks a lot lighter on that tube than he do in person.
Hey, man, I don't care, man. That joker right there, you look at him hard.
He's not even close to being that light in person, dog. I done sit beside him. In fact, I done worked him out, and he's truly, he's not that light in person.
Brother D, don't supposed to be talking on this segment yet, man. What you want, Will, say you left and came back. You must have got body cold on him. He probably been sleep on the road.
You say you worked him out.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Let me open back up. Let me open back up. Come on, Bobby.
Bobby. Hey, Bobby. A lot of people think it's a joke, but he come out of the gym where I work out here, and I used to beat the brakes off of him. His mother, you got to be telling John.
I think that was Bobby talking about the way you said it, man.
You know, I'm going to say this real quick. Go. He promised to come back and build John this big gym and stuff once he made the pro. We seen him in the gym one time since he hit NBA. He come and brought a 6-foot post of himself to go in the gym. I haven't seen him since then.
Man.
Well, he is what he is.
That's a big player.
Well, I get John on the phone right now. He did the same thing. He have not been back. His mother used to beg John to get me off of John. Please get Carl. He gonna kill him. I need to put that weight on him.
I need to press weight on him.
Well, get out of here. We don't want to talk to you. You say you will not send, but you still talking.
Yeah. Now close that mic up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. What you got going on, man?
Then he's gonna say he's pushing Anthony Davis around, putting him away. Maybe that's why Brother D took Anthony Davis' strength or something. A lot of towns.
They've been to Chicago a lot of times. Oh, yeah. And Chicago didn't even make the playoffs. They let Miami knock them out, I think. I think Miami knocked them out.
Yeah, they did. They didn't have quite enough, though.
Yeah. They was leading everything and was getting happy and everything. Miami came back and beat them up.
Just going to show you, y'all up north.
We just showed y'all, up north, boys. We just let y'all fool y'all like y'all smart enough and y'all tough enough. You see what happened to y'all every time we go neck to neck, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh man, we still got some up north teams. You got Cleveland, you got Minnesota.
You got Cleveland and Minnesota. Neither one of them going nowhere. Oh, okay, Jamie. Okay, I just got word that Jamie's sending Ghostbusters right now, looking for Bobby Cole. That's what I just got a text.
Oh man. Well, shit, Bobby.
I'm serious. I just got a text. I'm over there cussing because Jamie ain't been on the show, right? I'm serious. I just got a text. Jamie is sitting in Ghostbusters looking for Bobby Cole. That's what they just text me.
He know he can't find him.
Hey, Bobby. Bobby, I ain't going to tell you. Tim Huddleston the one text me now. I ain't going to tell you Tim Huddleston.
Oh, man. Not Tim.
Oh, Lord. Damn, okay, really. Now, I ain't gonna ask him nothing, Tim House. I'm going to let you open the mic and ask him. And you better not curse because Reverend Brian's still on the phone, so you and Brother D better not be out there talking bad. You open Tim House. Ask Bobby yourself.
Hey, Bobby, when you out there doing your thing with your car, maybe you can tell me, what is it when a man jumped from one camp to another camp to another camp to any camp that he can find somebody to whoop you when you out doing your
thing?
You
talking about chemo?
But he swing from one tree to the next tree. He over there. I want Cal City Cal to whoop you, Tim. Okay. I want Chuck to whoop you, Tim. Okay. I got Junior to whoop you, Tim. Okay. He go on and on and.
Swinging on them Jersey Bull nuts.
That's why he's swinging from one tree to the next. Oh, Lord.
He like Tyler. He's swinging from looking for Cheetah. Maybe looking for Cheetah, trying to find Jane.
Oh, man.
Watch this, Bobby. I found him a match. I said, hey, if you want to go down to Bobby Cole with all them bears, I'm going to be willing to help you drive the car down there.
Yeah, I heard that.
I said, I'll do it. Just come on. I want to see you down there with these bears. And I guarantee you, Bobby Cole will find you a race. Now, come on.
And he declined. He declined, right? Okay.
He went to going to doing this Tarzan act and swinging.
Oh, man, not the two-step. Not get on the two-step.
Let me read this. Let me read this in text for Tim House verbatim. I'm going to read it verbatim. Not Chemo versus Tim House again. That makes Detroit Bird Racing look flat out silly.
Oh, man.
I agree with it because you know what I did, Bobby? They turned their back on me. I got mad at it. I said, Chemo, your car ready, Junior car ready. You let Chuck come over in my backyard and knock everybody around and take our money and go back to Chicago with no bruises, no lacerations, no nothing. And you sitting up with two and three cars ready to go. I got real offended by that, Bobby. They supposed to defend Michigan. Chuck come over there and do what he want to do. Come on, man. Somebody help me out. I'm trying.
What do you got them fans on there, ain't he? What do you got?
He got that doggone Monte Carlo. He come over there and do what he want to do over here. I'm doing the best I can.
Timo ain't got no car.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Doc D. I'm sorry. That doggone Wick called on the phone and congratulated him. I had it all. He was just so sincere. Chemo, I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much, man. Congratulations on your 10th year anniversary. You ain't raced in 10 years. You've been lying and talking to God. That's all it was. I was real proud that Wick did that. I thought it was a great honor. That's what I'm dealing with, Bobby. This is rough, man. I want him to come on. I'll help you drive the car down there. Let me know. I'll take off work. I'm willing to help you get the car down there. Come on, man.
And he declined. Oh, well.
Yeah. I got three words for you called waste of time.
Oh, man.
Got no car.
cat.
Yeah, dog, we hate to set the show like this, but every once in a while, Bobby, you ever seen
this much non-racing among guys that claim they love to race so much? You ever seen this much non-racing? Lord have mercy.
Lord.
I got a headache.
Kind of tough.
Yeah, I got a headache.
You and two that really love it. We were just talking. He like to run his mouth all the time. No, chemo.
That's what he told me, Bobby. He said that chemo said he's not going to race his car.
How my mic keep coming on?
He said he's not going to race nobody until he get me and that doggone lowrider. He said he going to get the bottom feeders. He waiting to get us. He already waited 11 years, but he waiting to get us. He ain't racing nobody.
But, Tim, if he waiting on you and lowrider, it might be 5 more years for you. Before you get in there.
Well, that's Lee, that's still less than 11 years.
Okay.
It's gonna take a little longer to come back about the garage.
Out of call, I just got another text. Tim Hudson said he was a step closer to you. He said he just made a good pass. I just got another text, Bobby.
Well,
yeah.
That's good for him.
When did they start messing with you, Bobby? Okay, but Bobby, when did they start getting at you, though? Okay, just checking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tim Hudson don't usually be texting me like this. Hello. He must be real happy.
But see,
he might be happy with something
he ain't never seen. He don't know what the hell I've seen.
Okay, I got you.
Come on my way, dude.
Yeah. I heard that. Hey, Bobby, let me ask you a question, Bobby. You know that little thing we was discussing yesterday about it being the DMV and everything? So the guy, Jazari.
Everything else will be okay.
Bobby, I'm talking to you. Can you hear me, Bobby? Yeah. I said that little discussion we had yesterday. The guy came on and made a FaceTime video and everything. And all he was bragging about basically was how good he was on the tree about he'd bet anybody he'd cut their head off on the tree. I mean, what is that all about, man? I got the video and that's all he said. He wasn't worried about the money. He didn't care about the money. He didn't do this here. All he worried about because he was beating somebody on the tree. What you think about that?
Well, that ain't the case. I mean, the guy that pulled in there, pulled and turned the three bulbs on, just started ribbing on the motor. I mean, when you had an opportunity to do all that before we even go in either bulb, that means I'm ready when I go forward. You start turning that tree on, that bulb on, you got to be ready.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people lose a lot of money that way. I mean, it doesn't it don't make no sense.
When you
put the thing in gear, you ain't even pushing to move it out, but you might put the reverse, you might put it in the damn thing.
Right, who got all that noise? That you, Bob, with all that noise? That you, Bobby?
No, that ain't me.
All right, whoever got all that noise, if it ain't the speaker, I need your phone on mute if you ain't the speaker. Now, if you're the speaker, I'll give you a break. But if you ain't the speaker, I need that noise. I need them phones on mute. So Bobby, with the motors and stuff we got now, I ask y'all for the noise, man. I'm begging y'all. I ask you nice. Please give me the noise. Ain't nobody talking but Bobby. If it ain't Bobby with the noise, shouldn't be no more noise. So, Bobby, with these motors we got now, though, do we need to get up there and doing all that revving on the motor and bumping and all that stuff with these motors we got now? Do we need to take that much time, Bobby?
No. I mean, it ain't going to do no more good once you get to clean the motor out and bumped it through the motor. That's it. When you done it before you even took the light, you done that already. Back up. They open the doors, turn the lights on. You get the bottle pressure where you need it. You done cleared the car out 3, 4, 5 times. I mean, that's it. The nitrous is up there. The motor is already clean, so you ain't easing it in. You get up there and want to show out the rib on again. They're doing the stupid, and that's what happens.
Good report, boy.
You
anybody
race mode.
Anybody, Mike, open that disagree with that? Because yesterday y'all had some disagreement on some stuff Bobby was talking about, but he was being pretty real yesterday. Anybody disagree with that about going into that showing out and all that? You show out before you light everyone in bulls. Anybody disagree?
It's hard to disagree with the truth, dog. It's hard to disagree with the truth.
Right. Right.
I mean, I don't see no sense. This is what happens when you do that. I mean, when you're not thinking about the 6 seconds. Well, you want to just go in there and do what you want to do. You're not thinking about this is business now. This is serious business. Mm-hmm. You don't break in the bank and then get in there and call the police and mess down 911 and call the police. I mean, don't make any damn sense.
They're getting up there wanting to show out. They get up there wanting to show out. That's all they doing.
I mean, what I'm saying
is, they're
going to
clean it out, bump that joke in, and get it tight.
But see, when you do that, you could be halfway on the throttle and drop it in gear and go through the light. Now, a lot of stupid shit can happen when you do that. You can mess around and if you got a power glide, put it in drive and not put it in low.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean,
Hey, Bobby, we had a guy do that on Dota. You know him, too. One of the things, we called him Half Sack Carr and Joe Penny. They was on the street racing. All that old snorting. Wah-dah, wah-dah, wah-dah. And when he pulled up there, got him tight, instead of him putting the car in gear to go forward, wah-dah, wah-dah, wah-dah.
Oh, man, not the reverse.
He went backwards, went in reverse, and did it for a dime.
Not with the big Lincoln.
Me, I feel like you broke your concentration because if a man is double above you, everything's on your ass at that point. You got to ease yourself in and try to get up on top of him. You going to ease in, turn the bulb on, and lost control. You lost focus, man.
Brother B, I done told you about it. You supposed to be on mute, Brother B.
My bad. I'm going to say this.
We don't
want to
talk about that antique stuff. Well, come on, say it.
Here's something against me with the double bubbing. And as long as it's been around, I cannot understand how jokers are still getting tensed up and tight with someone double bubbing.
Hey, kid. Why you think I'm asking body cold them questions?
I don't have a clue.
Brother B, why you think I'm asking body cold them questions? The simple answer is yes or no. Why you think I'm asking him? Stop kidding. When I want him to talk, he won't talk. When I want him to be quiet, he just won't. Tim House, why you think I'm asking body cold them questions?
Because he a veteran at it. You a veteran?
Yeah, he's been around the game. He should know.
Your name, Tim Miles now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm just asking that because I asked Kid already, but I thought, you know, I Tim. Pajo, why you think I'm asking about the Colin questions?
Are you going to tell the truth straight down the line?
Right, well, y'all added some stuff in there that I didn't want to know. Tim Miles was right. He's a veteran. But I asked Body Cold because Body Cold probably been out of the car longer than anybody out there. And if he know all this supposed to be modern day stuff, who out there in the wind, mute your phone, please. Whoever in the wind, mute your phone. All right, let me find this. I can mute all these phones myself. I can mute them myself. I didn't want to do it because I was trying to get a good discussion going on, and I see I can't. Well, the reason I asked Body Cold is Body Cold can understand all this new wave stuff. How come these new wave guys can't remember their own stuff, Kid?
Yeah, you got a point, though.
I feel like
we done went over this time and time again with all different states on the phone. I think Lincoln had this problem. He went in there and timed out. I know a few more people. I can't call their names, but, I mean, we just saw it time and time again. When you put that car in gear, you press that nice and get the bottle pressure where you needed it, it's game time, man. You got to go in the ring fighting. You don't break your concentration because you take your eye off that goddamn tree, looking down, putting it in neutral, blowing out, doing, you done lost concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And if you when you're doing a lock in on the phone, you can't remember all those things. The 6 second rule is in play. Sometimes it ain't in play, but that stops all the bullshit. But then it will hurt you because caught up in the moment, you ain't thinking about it. And then the boom, the light comes on. You ain't thinking about it.
So
going forward from this place forward for 10, 15, 20,000 bucks, I mean, when you clean that fucking motor out back there, it, when you put the gear, don't mess with it at all, man. You need to be pulling in that tree trying to go. Because it was just, it was a stupid mistake. It was a simple mistake, but it was stupid.
So Bobby, what does Bobby Cole think about a double bug? If Bobby Cole was driving, what Bobby Cole think about a double bug?
Now, I mean, in the game that we play, it's all hats off. I mean, you got to always catch a man slipping. You got to throw him off his game.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't used to the double bug, it'll mess you up because you'll take your eye off the tree and look over at him. And I'm going to tell you something else that's more devastating than that. You can be in there, and he can deep stage, roll in there and deep stage. Then you're going to look over thinking he's a red light, the tree gone, he gone. You have to stay focused on your side. You cannot worry about what the next man doing up there.
Stop, Bobby. That's what I wanted you to say, Bobby. That's what I was looking for. Everybody be worried about, I don't give a damn what you're doing, Bobby. What about what I'm doing? Talk to me, son. Talk to me, Bobby.
When I learned, a man had a blinder on. He was sitting in the car with a piece of cardboard over the side of his thing. He wasn't looking at nothing but his tree. He didn't see nobody, nothing. He was focused on that tree.
Mm-hmm.
When he pulled in and turned his bulbs on, he ain't looking at nothing else. Only thing he waiting on that light to flicker.
Is that what you did for us in St. Louis?
We gotta
put a little humor in there. Bobby was talking good, and I hope y'all was listening. But I'm finna read this in verbatim. When is the last time Lowrider got cleaned out in double bub on the line? Martin Luther King was in the third grade.
Man. Damn.
God. He was in the third grade.
Damn.
Now y'all keep on bringing Brother D off mute. Y'all keep bringing Brother D off mute now. Y'all keep picking on him. Martin Luther King was in the third grade.
He was old. That's 50-some years ago.
Not
man, that's over 80.
Yeah,
that was
a long time ago, Bobby.
This year, 70. Everybody 75 years ago, man. Shit, man.
Come on, Bobby. Hold on. Hey, hold on. I got another one, y'all. There's going to be 3 major knockouts this month. Tank Davis is going to KO Ryan Garcia. That's boxing. Joseph Wells is going to KO Softy B. And Josh going to KO Tate. All going down at the end of this month.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going down this month. One thing I can say is, if you ain't first in the track, you're damn sure going to be last. I can tell you that.
Uh-oh. Well, you better get there. Better get there early. That's all I got to say. I'm going to be right up in there. Yes, sir.
Bobby Cole presents It's Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gates open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go hot at 5. On Friday, gates open at 11 a.m. Admission, $25. And then on Saturday, gates open at 10 a.m. And it's all-day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, Steel Station Road in Steel, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th.
Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass, shootout. $5,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 250 entry. The diaper game. $3,000 pot. 8-car minimum. Free entry. The big one. The 5-inch or below shootout. $10,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 1,000 entry. And a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole. 901-299-9504.
All right. Yeah. Y'all heard it right there. Y'all heard it. Hey, yeah. Bobby, let me see. Do I need to get a black suit for all these films? Oh, I don't know, Tim. Hey, Bobby, let me ask you a question if you've been paying attention. If Bobby don't answer, kid, I'm going to see you paying attention. Dre asked me why was Josh Lowe on his butt. Can you tell me why Josh Lowe on Dre's butt, Bobby?
Well, he on his ass because he out there right in Chicago from what I'm looking at.
No, nope, that ain't the right answer. Kid, what is it?
I can't say.
Hold up. The grudge ain't from no Chicago.
No, the grudge ain't. Dre. The grudge from Texas.
You said the grudge. I thought you said they.
No. Dre. Dre want to know why Josh Lowe on his butt, though. I know why he on it. Tell me why you on it.
He probably on his ass because Dre been running his mouth, probably. Ain't no telling.
Yeah,
I think
Dre came on
right
there and fat mouthing the can off.
He did. That's it. Thank y'all. I want to make sure y'all were paying attention. And Dre gonna ask that dumb question. Why? Dre came on there and said he wanted anybody around it, whatever. And that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He answered the call.
And then Dre scared of me because he think I got that big motor in Zookeeper. Don't realize I ain't got but a 565. It's a 565 in Zookeeper.
565.
And he think I got that big motor.
What?
That's all in there, Bobby. That's all in there. That 565 that come out of. Shift starter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's in Zookeeper. Yeah.
Well, I heard that it was
Bobby, the small block still in the shed. Oh, okay. It is. Okay.
Right,
I thought you were on top of that small block like that. Yeah. I ain't want
Josh Lowe did make a post where he had about 6 cars on there. Talking about he was gonna fuck them up.
One of them is the grudge. Scared at you today.
I ain't scared of now, motherfucker. Oh. Let's get that clear right quick.
Oh shit!
Now you're tough. Now all of a sudden you're tough.
I just wanted to know why the man fucking with me.
Because you came on in fair to be him first. You mess with him first.
I asked that man. Now listen. Uh-oh. Shut the fuck up and let me say something. I asked that man for the break. He declined it. So why the fuck is he fucking with me now?
Because you should have never asked him. If you needed a break, you should have never messed with him. And you should have never asked him. That's why. You should have never asked him.
He was giving out. Hey, hold up. He was giving out specials, so I asked for a special. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck your mic over, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck your mic over, Chuck.
Ask for the Big Mac special.
Well, hell, if you
hold
can't want to fuck with him,
Hold up, Bobby. Bobby Cole raced over there. It's closer. You wanna do a little something with the grudge? I try to grudge out for a little something.
I told you what car yours I want, baby. We ain't gotta keep going back and forth about the same thing. I told you what car yours I want, so you told me I can't pick what car, so I'm back on that way.
Bobby, let me ask you a question, Bobby. When a man come on there and say he want anybody, and then he started to tell you what anybody is, he don't really want anybody. He really, Oh, yes, you did.
You ain't heard me say nothing about I want anybody. You a damn lie.
Well, go sit down, man. We grown men talking to him. Go there and sit down with Sean and brother.
Come on, man.
Go there and sit down with the people. Ain't nobody on here been cussing and acting fool. We just been talking like men.
All right, man. If you got the car ready, Dre, y'all coming with the car?
I know in about 3 more days.
Okay, wait till then.
What about Buick?
Hey, Bobby, I ain't tripping or nothing. I just want to know why that man fucking with us.
I'm saying this. I'm saying why? Because you fuck with him when you want to fuck with him, and he did right. Have to call him, now he fuck with your back. I don't think you have to do it. They climb and keep going.
Hey, I guess you can say what they call fast.
Cool. Excuse me.
Cool
I got a question.
Yeah.
I ain't got
excuse me. I got a question. I got a question. Why you asked the man for the hit, Dre, if you didn't, if the car still 3 days away from knowing if he's even going to be ready or not?
Got it. Got it.
Your question is being revoked right now. I'm going back on mute.
No, okay.
Hey, Pop, you got it. I didn't even think about that. He had
one thing about it, if a motherfucker would have gave us the break, we'd have hurry up and got that son of a bitch ready for some of his days.
Oh, Dre, you can't make up for that. You can't make up for that.
Hey,
he caught you, Dre.
Dre, he got you, Dre. Shut the fuck up, man.
No. You need to be quiet because we was only having a good conversation when you came on
there.
No. You ain't finished. You ain't going to tell me to shut up on my show. You ain't going to tell me to shut up on my show.
I'm not.
We was only having a good conversation. You come up with that. Yeah, thank you. Don't worry about it. I muted his phone. I did. And I'm getting. I don't mind you telling me to shut up on my show, but when we got a good conversation going on and you come on with this damn fake shit, we don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, go on that shit. That won't hear that shit. Get rid of
that. That doggone flop done coming in and busting man out, man. He done come in and busted. You showed it.
Go away right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. It might be coming.
With all the spray clear fridge.
Let me open back up and see if he's talking right, though. But he got a blend.
Well,
we ain't covered me about that yet. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, buddy, come on in.
Josh is one of those kids, you know, that really didn't get to be around no heroes and shit. That's why he got putting all these pictures up of all these cars, famous people.
Come on, man.
He wants to be around, you know, in his little room, in his little private room or his man cave.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I got to call him. Bobby, you might have. So that way, Bobby, he might need some medical attention, Bobby.
That's Josh Lowe you're talking about, Bob.
That might be a little low, yeah. They tell me he got pictures up all the...
He was abused as a kid, Bobby.
He couldn't play in the playlot?
Know how a kid you stand out of the corner. That's my car. I'm going to buy that when I get big. I'm going to get one of them.
Bobby, tell the truth now. I didn't see that out there. I got to ask him. I'm going to see what he has. I got to ask.
Yeah. He didn't want to go shoot Marvel with the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Josh Lowe, get out all that noise, man. Get off all that noise. You at the track?
Hello.
Josh.
What's going on,
you
Doc?
You at the track?
No, I ain't at the track, man. No.
Well, get out of that noise, then. We just Bobby Cole just did a go for him for you. So you need some medical attention because as a kid, you always wanted to be a different car. That's why you're posting up all these cars. They over here talking about you. So I'm going to let you defend yourself, Josh.
Hey, they got the hit list. That's all that matters.
Dre over here crying. He want to know why you draw it on him. He over here crying like a baby. Why you draw it on him?
Who?
Because
he got in my
toolbox. Let me tell you what I think about a nigga that put a hit out on me. I always learned. When a nigga tell you he got a hit out on you, you better get him before he gets you. So best believe if you roll in that gate, I'm going down on your ass. You got the new car, you better use it, motherfucker, because I'm going to your ass, one way or another.
You better believe I'm rolling through that gate.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
You better believe I'm rolling through that gate. You best believe I'm rolling through that gate wide open like a bat out of here. You hear me?
I'm finished.
If Josh Lowe go down there and turn Alabama, I done fought my black hero. I done fought my black hero.
Hey, nigga ass is in trouble.
Hey,
I admit that. Nigga ass is in trouble, and I admit that.
They got a flatbed truck that'll well fit his big ass. I'm telling you that now. Big dog motherfucker, he got one that'll fit.
Hey.
Matter of fact, I'm bringing a truck over there with a freeze on. I'm going to land in that motherfucker. He can be all right. He'd be cool about that.
Hey, get what? If my ass you want, my ass gonna be there for you to get. You hear me?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna give it to you like I give everybody else. I ain't got but a little ass and I ain't got none to share.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry about it. I don't plan on you giving me none. I'm taking all mine.
Bad one. Low. I don't want no trouble with you, baby. I can't fuck with you. I'm gonna stay out of your way.
You should never get in my inbox. I'm gonna figure out a way.
We need the chicken.
I'm gonna figure out a way. I'm gonna fuck you up, boy.
He was in your inbox.
Oh
yeah,
man,
you
come on, Dre.
Inbox Dre, and then you gonna ask why I'm fucking with you?
Hey, I got in inbox asking why he fucking with me. That's why I asked.
Yeah, he said you've been in his fucking inbox.
Because I
asked
why he fucking with me. That's what I asked.
Did you get in my inbox?
Hey, I'm going to be like this here. I ain't scared of now. Some bitch got a race car. If you motherfucking right.
Did you get in my inbox? Did you get in my inbox?
I asked you why you fucking with me. I don't want no trouble.
I never said your name until you said mine first. Only person that got that got the right to say something. Yeah, Bobby Cole ain't said a word to me.
Look,
I went in him.
That offer still stands for you, though, sir. Watch me tie up out of there, and we can play, nigga.
Hey, get away. And when I get through with Bobby Cole, like I told you today, I might just be your slow riding ass, what you looking for.
Because
I don't got no faith in your slow riding ass.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
and I'm glad
that
you
is, know.
You the type of motherfucker get to hit him, knock the tires off with the hit.
Oh,
that is so disrespectful to the grudge.
Man.
The grudge ain't shit. The grudge ain't shit. He ain't never been shit, and he ain't going to never be shit.
Come on, Dre. Hey, man. The man speaking the truth, so I ain't going to argue with him.
You can't. There's too many people that can't argue with.
We'll be talking about that in the morning show.
Uh-oh.
Get in the man inbox.
Hey,
then, goddamn.
That man that just said that shit, won't that man get his motherfucking ass up there with the grudge then?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Won't that man that's talking that ignorant shit get his punk ass up there so I can make him run that son of a bitch out the other end again? See, Josh Lowe a little strong. So I'm not going to disrespect Josh Lowe, but that other motherfucker with that old ass dude, he a potassium ass shit. I baptized this motherfucking ass and really have him preaching.
How long you been holding that in, Dre?
For a long time. Ever since that motherfucker drawed on me the first time.
Kemal, I gotta help you get your car ready. I can't let Dre be talking to you like that, Kemal. I can't let him do that to you, man.
Hey, dog. Get that son of a bitch up there with us.
Lord. Damn. All right, bro.
Damn, I got a spot open.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Goddamn shot town most wanted.
I like it.
Why everybody going on Dre today, man?
Why are y'all jumping on Dre today, man?
Dre. Man, Kai is not together. Get off the line, leave these people alone. They trying to go.
I ain't fucking with them people, man. Shut the hell
up. If you study, leave the people alone. You ain't ready, man.
Hey, Bobby Cole, shut the fuck up, man. You can't tell me how to dictate nothing going on around here.
Right, you ain't ready, man.
Shut
I'm
up.
Just asking
you
to get out the way, man.
Why you still talking? Hey,
I just asked you to get the fuck out of the way, man.
All right, let me get out your way.
All right, well, don't let me tell you that again. Get
Bobby
the fuck
Cole
out of the way. All right, now get your ass off the phone. Get out the way, man. Now you can mute the goddamn mic, Mike, dog. Get your ass out the way. Shut the fuck up. You ain't gonna run your mouth.
I like Josh Lowe over you, punk ass nigga.
Well.
Okay. That's all factual right there. That's been all with there right there.
Say something else. Say something else.
Something else, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Sound like somebody swinging.
Where Draco? Tell me say something now, Bobby. Bobby, tell me say something now, Bobby. Tell me say something, Bobby.
Hey, I ain't going to say nothing. And
I heard skin on that. I got to open back up. I got my hair skin. Uh-oh, let me see what Trigger Lee talking about.
Yeah, Dre faggot ass gone. He out of there. He out of there.
Trigger Lee! Trigger Lee said she crying over
Big
there.
Trigger. Big Trigger.
Trigger Lee said she crying. What you crying for, baby?
She laughed about that Tarzan that swinging from limb to limb. Or from Will Brown's window. Kim out said they kick. Kim said if them coconuts under your chin, where that kickstand is.
In your mouth. Hey, what it dog? Well, it ain't been any dumb motherfuckers on here today.
Bobby been kind of holding court today, so they I didn't need my special announcer today.
Okay.
Yeah, they were pretty smart today.
Chemo working today. No, you said chemo working.
Oh Lord.
Chemo been over his goddamn mouth tonight.
They said if you keep on acting like you did last night, you're going to take Kid's job. The Kid's going to be out of his job.
Oh, man.
Josh Lowe, you're going to do like they do at the strip club.
Come on.
When you win that money, you're going to throw it up in the air. You're going to throw it up in the air, Josh.
Oh, man, not make it rain.
Nah, ain't gonna be too late. I'm
right there.
With the money I get out, goddamn tape. I'm gonna finish up another car.
Oh man, come on, y'all. Dang.
Hey, you better play King George all night. I found me a good thing.
Uh-oh.
I done found
watch
me
out,
a good
bro.
Thing.
Well,
take
watch out, bro.
I'm going to see how strong I am. Goddamn, you throw that money in there. We're going to see you can fight.
Yes, sir.
You going there.
Go there.
Yeah. Like a motherfucker, fuck them hoes. I know he's bringing them hoes, but fuck them. Shit, let me get that money. Going to be a whole lot of cookies on the line.
They took my dumb ass to the strip club. And they Mario them had that big party. They was gonna they gonna be ballers, right? They wanna they wanna show out because they be watching TV. They was throwing that money up.
Yeah.
I was on the ground right there with them. I was on the ground right with them hoes, bumping with them hoes, picking that money up. there ain't no joke, kid. Ask Jeremy them about it. I was on the ground picking. I picked up $247 over one, man. $247 over one.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
You lucky they ain't had your ass on camera. Lock your ass
up. No. It was Mario's birthday party. Hold up. Y'all think I'm Mario.
Them singles are for the hoes, man. It wasn't for you.
Hey.
Oh, man.
I was a hoe.
Not the he-ho.
I was a hoe.
Hey, Yeah. You know you got, you got to take your motherfucking clothes off, nigga. We got to see your G-string, nigga, for that money. You going to
not
jail.
The heat.
No, sir. No, sir.
How you going to have all your clothes on and you stuffing money in your pocket, baby? Them hoes ain't got no damn pocket, man. What's wrong with you?
$247. $247 worth. They can kiss my rich.
Hello?
Hey, Mario. Mario.
What's up? What up, homie?
Remember you at your birthday party down there in the club? You remember that birthday party you had in the club down there when I came?
Yeah.
Remember y'all was throwing all that money at them? What was I doing? Can you remember what I was doing, Mario, when y'all was throwing that money at them girls?
Yeah, you was picking it up.
Mario, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, Mario.
You could have got Willie Dawg locked the fuck up. They'd have turned this goddamn cameras back there and locked his ass up. Man, you got nobody picking that damn money up.
Hey, listen, I tried to tell him, dog said, shit, fuck that, too much was going on. He's picking that shit up.
I said, yes, sir. Hey, Mario,
now, he'd have got locked up, you'd have had to bond him out.
It was his party.
I was
Mario
coming to get him.
It was
my
party.
Yeah,
it was my party. It don't matter who party is. It don't matter who party is.
But no, what I'm saying is, I thought the girl.
Let me tell him, Mario. Let me tell him this right quick. Mario done come in there with them $1,000 stacks. I saw them stacks. I said, okay, throw it up there if you want them. They throw it up there. I was right down there with them hoes picking it up.
God, he was. I ain't my lying. Hey, listen, I ain't talking about picking up playing. I'm talking about dog getting that bitch by the handful, boy. I said, dog, come on, man.
Mario, do you know they could have got that man on camera, man, and locked his ass up, man?
They couldn't lock them up because it was not, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nobody there, but it wasn't open to the public.
Okay.
Yeah, all the thing would have happened, them girls would have just asked them what the hell going on. That's what I was waiting to see.
I know you had top flight security. But them bouncing security in there could have picked dog ass up.
Nah, they weren't going to put that. Listen, we had security, but he was with us. Yeah. It was my spot.
Mario had a VIP booth up there. They saw me in the VIP booth. They wouldn't be the mess with me.
Okay, I got one more, dog. Y'all keep tearing my ass up. I got one more. Them hoes should have punched your ass out.
Yeah. That's the one. Now, that's the one should have happened. That's
swing
it.
Swing on your motherfucking ass with that money, man.
We just called you that call. See, Mario. Yeah, 247. Huh? They thought I was bullshitting, so I had to get them on there to prove it. But I got Josh Lowe on the phone. You know Josh Lowe, don't you, Mario?
Yeah, I know Josh Lowe. I definitely know Josh. What do you do? Still right here pump faking, selling dreams?
Oh, Mario. I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, what you think he's going to do to take my little man?
That is so disrespectful,
come
Mario.
On, yeah, you can't talk
to you know Josh. Josh mean well, man. You know, remember when we got there, we ran into Josh, man. Josh was a good eager fella, man. He had a lot to say, man. Josh, all right. He getting good for the game. The one thing about it, he learned that you got to do that shit, not talk that shit. So he getting better now. Yeah, he getting
Josh,
better
you
now.
Josh, let the man talk to you like that, Josh. Josh, you can grow on him too now.
You said what him now?
Hey, Josh,
what
you can say whatever you want to say to me. I said when I first met you, you had talked such a great game, and it ain't take long for you to get your ass in place. That's what I said. And then I said, now you kind of
you too much.
Yeah, but I'm saying at first you didn't say that. You know, at first you was talking.
Oh no,
you didn't care who was. Yeah, you was tough. Now I ain't gonna lie. Now that you was trained to go.
Yeah. They told me real quick who you was, but hey, you got that same car. I don't give a fuck about you.
I know. Listen, I'm gonna tell you a good thing to do, Josh. If you ever catch Mario with the same car 3 years later, you ain't supposed to give a fuck nothing about me because that bitch probably sitting in the corner somewhere. You ain't got to worry about that, boss. I ain't keeping nothing that long.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But the bad part about it, what you realize, it took you 3 years to get that shit you had together.
It took me a little while. Hey, I know when to stand down. Hey, it took me.
Hey, but listen.
But get what? I can't talk to you, but it still fuck tape. How about that?
Oh, man.
I can't talk to you, but it still fuck tape.
Fuck Tate, fuck Cal City Cal, fuck Bobby Cole, fuck goddamn Bigfoot, man. fuck Game Over, and all the rest of the Grudge, fuck you too, and all the rest of
you
motherfuckers.
You won't lock in, but fuck, you fuck me, but you won't lock in. Shut the fuck up, man.
Man, you want to lock in when I got 50, you want to lock in when I got 1,500 Grudge rates, but I promise you, everything check out, you ain't got to worry about it.
Keep my name out your goddamn mouth.
Well, I tell you, give me a break, Claus, go sad. Give me a break, Claus, and then ride sad.
Mario just told you, you're lying real quick.
All right.
Yo, they rough on Josh Lowe, boy. They rough on Josh Lowe, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Lowe said he's going to make y'all raise up off him. Just wait. It's coming. It's coming. Y'all just wait.
Good God Almighty.
Y'all just wait. Y'all think Josh Lowe a preacher or something. Y'all must think Josh Lowe a preacher or something. Damn, Bobby fell off. He fell off, he can't get back in there because the show overloaded. Bobby didn't fell off. Well, Mario, go ahead and take care of your business, man. I just want to do $1, Mario. Go ahead and take care of your business, man.
Hey, man, it's like, you know, it's always good hearing from y'all, man. I hope everybody doing well. But good luck, Josh, for real, though, man. You know, you doing your shit. I got to fuck
with
you, but, you know, at least it sound like you mean what you say now, so it's all good.
Uh-oh.
All right, dog.
I know you're gonna come with something else. We'll meet up in the future.
And I'm fucking with two wheels right now, Bob. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm fucking with two wheels right now.
Oh, man.
Mario, y'all got that going on tomorrow, Mario? Mario, y'all got that going
on tomorrow? Man, come on, man. You know we in there. Yeah, we know we in there tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. Them damn motorcycle boys been... Man, every week, Mario, let me ask you a question, Mario. Let me ask you a question, Mario.
Yes, sir.
Mario, you tricked them boys on that quarter mile the last time, because maybe your man was. I swear for God, I didn't think you finna win that one, Mario. Talk to me about that, Mario.
Well, he wasn't there. My man got pissed off because the man burned him down, but I told him he can't get mad.
Yeah, he tried to burn him down.
Yeah. He tried to burn him down now, but it's part of racing, so. But, I mean, we kind of just showed our hand because he down. He looked over at the man, then, you know, the tree dropped, and he just – but, you know, dog, I ain't –
Mario, can motorcycles run hot, too? They can run hot?
Yeah, but we was on the two-step. So he was trying to pretty much, like, burn us down on the trans brake is what I'm saying. So it's cool.
Right,
but, yeah,
right,
yeah they
okay.
get right. Yeah, they get hot, too. Yeah, I go,
oh,
yes, sir. Anyway, I'll see you out there tomorrow, though.
All right. Okay, all right, Mario. All right. Take care, man. All right. Now they tell me their phone called. Why the hell they didn't call right back?
Willie,
yes, sir. Yeah.
I got one question. I heard y'all talking about you collecting that money when them girls was doing their thing. Why is it that when chemo go, they don't accept his money? What's the problem?
Oh, come on, Tim House.
Yeah. I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button and hung Josh Lowe up. Doggone, I hung Josh Lowe up. We'll tell him trying to call back.
I'm back on.
You on wheelchair line?
Yeah.
Did wheelchair get back on? Okay. Bobby, you can't be on wheelchair line because you on somebody line that the mic already
open. I'm on skin line now.
Okay. Yeah, I told him. And then I'm just riding home, John Lewis. I'm getting it back on now. I'm getting it back. All he had to do was call right back. See, he ought to know when you get knocked off, you got to call right back. You can get your spot right back, man.
He was asleep. He didn't know. He was sleeping.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Bobby, I did me. Now I'm dialing him now. And it's taking a while for him to pick the damn phone up. Damn, somebody got an echo. Somebody echoing me.
All right, Willie.
We'll tell you. Yeah, you better stay woke. Body Cole. Body Cole said, hey, with you, he got on skin line because he said skin got one of them amplified phones.
Got that amplified.
Yeah, Skin and Bobby Cole they shopped at the same place because they both got them loud-ass phones, man.
Power.
I'm trying to lock him in. He got numerous erasers. You keep bringing my goddamn name up, and you got numerous erasers. Leave my name alone.
Yeah.
You ain't looking for no action. Yeah.
Got a point
on here, young. What you talking about, Bobby?
That goddamn Josh.
Yeah. I knocked him off by accident.
Get tired, motherfucker, calling your name and they ain't gonna do shit.
Oh, that sound like Chuck, man. Sound like Chuck on the ventilator. He sound about like Big Eddie. You damn near sound like Big Eddie today, man.
That
way you don't want to be like Big Eddie.
Hell no. I see little fuck.
Hey, Tim House. Yes. Tim House. Hold up. Tim House. Tim House.
Dog, I'm hiding in the bushes. Chuck on here.
I know. That's what. That's. I know. I got a question. That's my point. Now, down south now, if we got a joker like Chuck or Bully talking, we get together some kind of way and shut him up. Y'all let Chuck be talking like this. For 2 years, Chuck been doing y'all like this. How y'all take that? Come on, man. Y'all better be gay. Bobby, don't we do that, Bobby? Bobby, if we got a bully down south, we get together.
I ain't going to lie, Bully Dog. I'm glad you said it first, because I'm not understanding.
Yeah.
Man, for 3 years straight, Chuck been terrorizing these people, man, the same people.
I ain't lying, man. Come on, man. I mean, either, Skin.
I don't understand.
We usually get... Hey, we got to get together on somebody to stop a big mouth bully. We don't let no just one joker bully nobody no 2 years like that.
But hold on now. I didn't start this shit. I'm just willing to finish it.
Bobby Cole going to give a man a transmission. Somebody going to give him a motor. Somebody going to... They gonna stop a bully. They ain't let nobody. They ain't gonna let no one joker bully nobody in the whole 2 years.
I came to the conclusion. He ain't trying to be that. He's doing a lot of talking. He ain't doing a lot of walking.
He ain't trying to piss.
Yeah. No.
That's
man.
That's the way I see it.
Damn, Bobby, you done bust a man's bubble. He was hiding behind a good bubble. You done bust a man's bubble, Bobby. Damn.
I mean, he might have his own reason. Now, I just don't see that he's trying to fix it after this long. I mean, it should have been the... Chuck got a point.
And got it fixed at the same shop that his motor was in when Chuck quit there. How you do that? Where did you do that at, Bobby?
They said that Chuck was a special guest.
It's a difference when you bring a bag of cash and a bag of grass.
Damn.
Tim,
can you tell the man you could cut his yard year round? No, that wouldn't be for 2 months. That's what they wasn't gonna pay for it. Tim got a snow machine too now.
Not the snowblower.
Him said he cut grass year round. I don't know how he cut through that snow they be having up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, snow should be over with now.
Yeah, we heard him 83 degrees that one day.
It was snow on the roof today, kid.
Hold up, Bobby. You saying he ain't trying to fix the car? Bobby, you say he ain't trying to fix the car?
No, he ain't trying to fix it at this point. Bobby, you got any evidence
that he ain't trying to fix the car? Any evidence of this?
I do.
Uh-oh.
Let that guy speak.
How in the hell Leon get ready before Tim out? That don't make drunk.
It all depends on who you know.
Leon hurt the motor, fixed the motor, sold the car, got a new car, put it together, and ready to go. And he's still ain't ready.
I'm hanging out with Lowrider. Okay, that's better. How you pick your motor up in December and your car still ain't together?
Come on, man.
And I got some more evidence. When he picked it up, he showed everybody. It won't be long now. That big son of a gun is going to do this and do that.
So in other words, Bobby, you saying he ain't trying to race? Is that what you're trying to say, Bobby?
Oh, Lord.
No, he know if he get that motherfucker together, he and Chuck boys, he going to start having to kill.
Damn, Shorty. Come on, Shorty.
So his best bet
is to say, shit, it ain't ready yet.
Oh, you got a point there, Shorty.
I'm going to bet you this, kid, and people was on, multiple people was on the phone and they heard it.
Come on, man.
Goddamn Clyde came on the phone and went off on Tim out. Why the hell, we got the money, shit.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you,
man?
Shit?
Not Clyde.
I ain't ready.
Y'all banned false witness, man. Y'all banned false witness.
I tell you, a real quick way. He said his car ready, but his motor ain't ready. Why don't they just take Tim motor and put it in D car and come out front, you know?
Oh, man.
Not with the lockup.
That's pure,
man.
$1,500. That's pure Buick. Came out,
I'm gonna tell you that ain't gonna happen, Bobby Cole. Because if a Buick ain't
pure
going
Buick.
They ain't fucking around. They ain't put no shit
right.
Right.
Come on, Shorty. Let's get it together, man.
But he don't want to be together if it ain't a Buick.
Not a crossbreed. He don't want to put him together either. But his, them two buddies that don't want to.
How long he been holding that in, Bobby?
Bring the chassis down here. I'm going to get it.
They don't want nobody else doing it. You know, sometimes you got it big, Bobby.
Not Kenny Holder.
Bring the car down there. We going to miss it.
Man, Tim ain't gonna let nobody touch that car. Clyde ain't gonna let nobody touch that car. Dog even off the car with Mikey. But I'm gonna say this though. You know this to be true, and this go for probably all of us. We have our certain ways and our certain picks who we want fucking with our car or looking at our shit.
No matter what. D-son, I talked to D-son. He said, Bobby, the money ain't the problem. Daddy keeps saving this motherfucker with this car. I don't know why, but we ready for this car.
That ain't what I'm talking about, Bobby. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Tim House.
But see, the thing about it is, you just say the man came on and said the motherfucking car needs to pull the benefit.
Yeah,
I know that, but I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about Tim House, man.
But that motherfucker ain't gonna let no, look, man.
You can have the biggest motor in the world. He not gonna let you put that in his car.
You're not gonna listen. He just wanna save the money and say he got the money in his pocket because the man that gave the money to pick the motherfucker.
Oh, you talking about Tim House? Good God!
Hey, skin. If a motherfucker offer you some money or gonna pay for the shit, they gonna take you to somebody that's been passing anybody up there that they've been fucking with, and the shit is free. All you have to do is get the car down there. What the fuck is the holdup?
Chuck, you lying. He ain't got to get the car down there. I was going to come up there and get it.
What y'all ain't listening to is he's set in his ways, man. He's not going to let – he just like his woman, man. He ain't finna let that car go nowhere like you fucking his woman. It's y'all crazy, man. Y'all don't see that shit, man. Y'all got to be crazy. Hold on, Skin.
Then he needs to quit jacking off every time the show come on. He ain't quit jacking off. He don't love the woman.
Let me give you an example, Bobby, but I'm different because I'm going to work with what the fuck I got. a long time ago before Tutu went on vacation. Tutu said, "Skin, I'm going to put this small block in your car. But the only thing, you got to let Junior put it in there." I said, "You a lying motherfucker. I don't want Fat Kevin and Junior nowhere around my car. If Brad can't put it in, fuck you and that motor." And I never got it. So that's the example that I give you. Tim House not going to let y'all touch that car. You know how many times Willie Dawg come out, "I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to do this." He don't give a fuck about that. That ain't the problem. He's not letting you finger his goddamn girl. That's his woman, man. He ain't letting you finger her, man. Y'all crazy.
Lord have mercy.
Y'all don't see that. Y'all got to be a damn fool. He don't even want nobody to help him. You know how many times Leon offered to help him? Man, Tim House, shit, I'll help you put the motor in. He don't want Leon touching that motherfucker, man. Just like, just like when Leon was racing it. He said, "I'm going my box." Mike Hill gave me strict orders. I know what to do. He don't want no motherfucker in the box. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm telling you, that's why that bitch ain't ready, man.
Skin, hold on. Well, Mike Hill's going to be the one in the box if you got it down there. That was going to be Mike Hill. So that was going to be Mike Hill?
No, but he don't want nobody touching the car. He wants to say he done all his own work, which is probably a lie, but that's the narrative he going to put out. He done everything, and if he accidentally whooped Chuck, he a bad motherfucker. He ain't finna say. He ain't finna say, "Well, Willie Dawg and all them, they help me." Because it don't feel like he won. It don't feel like he won.
But you got a point, Joshua.
I got
a problem with that, Skin.
Uh-oh.
I'm supposed to do all the work on his car. He can't even bend down to the end, motherfucking tire.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Chuck.
He think he can. If you hear him telling he can, he don't need that shit.
Well, the last time I saw him, he bust them knee pads. Them motherfuckers don't
want
to
go
back on
him. Oh, man.
Hey, man.
Y'all ain't heard Tim House on this motherfucker talking about he used to work on chemo car and all that shit. He wants to be relevant. Y'all crazy than a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that man don't want. You think he won't? He think Willie Dawg gonna get the credit if Willie Dawg come get his car and fuck somebody? He already mad because everybody keeps saying he wasn't shit till Leon drove his car.
Yeah,
damn,
he said shit on Clyde and they ended together. He said shit on Clyde,
but Clyde can't do shit. Clyde can't whoop him. Fuck is you talking about? Clyde and goddamn Wilson. What he gonna do tonight? Man, Tim out slapping crazy. He don't fuck with Tim out. He just gonna roll with the punches.
I don't.
No,
if y'all can get D to move down here, that field can be ready in about 3-4 months. I'm born. I'm more gonna put that.
Oh man,
yeah. I'm gonna bet you $10,000. Now you talking about something else. I'm gonna bet you $10,000 above the shit because D wants to do his car his way, and I ain't mad at him. He's not going to let y'all fuck with this, that damn car. He's going to tell y'all shit about it.
That's what my granddaddy did. The goddamn car rotted out. It was goddamn it gone. The car deteriorated.
And I get
the boys
it. Come on, Bobby.
Filthy,
hey, Bobby Cole, you know who did the same shit? And I told him, rest his soul, rest in peace. I told Brett he wasn't going to never bring Soul Train out until he died. That's when it's going to come out. And he never brung that bitch out, that 98. With the skirts and shit on that motherfucker. And guess what was wrong with it? What number one thing wrong with it? It was leaking transmission fluid. He kept saying he going to rebuild the trans and he going to drive that car again. Had sounds and everything in it. I said, "You a lying motherfucker. You would be dead as goddamn it, Martin Luther King before that car come out." And sure as shit stink. He dead as Martin Luther King and wife got it out of soul, motherfucker.
God damn, Steve.
Yeah. Tell you why I know these people, man.
If y'all can get D away from now, I'm telling you, them boys gonna pat that motherfucking Buick running.
Man, D don't know motherfucking with that Buick.
If he just go over there and stay with his brother Tim Alka, they ain't gonna do that motherfucker. They ain't gonna do nothing together, man. They ain't gonna do nothing together. I'm telling you, them boys. If they bring both the cars over there, them boys will put both them cars together. Get them.
Man, they don't want nobody singing on their women. I keep saying that. They don't let you finger their woman. You a lying motherfucker.
Jerry told me the other day, he said, "I saw Lil Rider car over there." He said, "Lil Rider don't need shit. He just taking his time." I said, "Man, fuck taking his time. They on his ass every time."
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm going to bet y'all, even though he's ready, so this is a poor example, but I'm going to use it anyway. It's just you said, hey, D.D., get your car out of here. I'm going to get it ready. You crazy the motherfucker, Bobby. You know that man let you fuck with his car.
I talked to him yesterday. I heard he went off on some goddamn guys up there, and ain't nobody moving.
But guess what he told me though, Bobby. He waited to the end of the night and said, "What's Ken at?" They gonna say, "Hey Ken, what you want to do with Bushwick with Kamala?" Man smoking the pipe. The car that I rode you in, Bobby. The motherfucker you gonna buy your son, man. This motherfucker gonna tell me what I want to do with Bushwick. I'm committing suicide.
Not Diddy. Now,
I guess that everybody going around saying I'm scared because he dropped on me with Bushwick.
He's coming. So goddamn high. He's these motherfuckers and got these cars running 15. They said they got to have tuners. When I get to the check, they run their rubber 15.
Yeah, he told him about it. What he said about it. Sorry, what he said.
He going to say all of that.
He said, when they get down there, I'm going to follow them down south, and they still want to make 9 passes so they can run 10 out of running 9 and 15, 20.
I called him. That's exactly what he said on the show.
He said, I ran a motherfucker named D. He said, and I was over there. He said, they had 5 stitching cords running to the goddamn stage. Like, I said, what the fuck are that for? They got the dashboards on the left side, dashboard in the middle, and dashboard on the right, and the motherfucker can't read it right. I don't know what the fuck he doing with the left side.
God almighty.
He said, these guys are just fucked up with these goddamn tuners and shit, man. He said, these guys still can't do nothing. I got a goddamn 6 a.m. box in here. Me and Junior going to run them to the day we die. We're going to beat the fuck out of them.
Exactly what he said. So they have private testing, spend thousands of dollars on private testing, then go to the racetrack and still testing again.
I know one motherfucker who's going to run it.
Who that?
That goddamn Vonnie Pooh. Von gonna run him with grandson. Von don't give no fuck about him.
Yeah, he said something about Von too.
Von gonna agree with all them stipulations, most of them that he said. A lot of motherfuckers just ain't got time. They don't want to agree to them stipulations. Now, I tried to, before Leon sold the drop top, I was gonna bet all the money wanted Leon to try that man. Leon said he can't run through the quarter. I said, shit. Then Leon was gonna run through the quarter. Then I forgot something happened. The track wasn't open that day. Then they never locked it back in. And Leon said, fuck that. He ain't running no quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I run in the quarter.
He might not fuck with you, dog. I don't know why. He might not fuck with you.
If he was going to run Leon done messed me up.
No. But you, your name, dog, and his name, Leon. See, it's different. Y'all got two different names.
If you can act like you, Leon, and look like him,
and he's going to tie your motherfucking ass. He's going to tie you.
I'm going on mute. But I don't believe
if Bobby called him, I'm willing to bet that if Bobby called him and say, man, dog going to run you, I bet you he ain't going to run. He's going to come up with something now. Who the hell is dog? I don't even know that motherfucker. Hey, man. Don't tell me, Bobby. I bet you got a Mustang. See, though, I'm not running a damn Mustang. Let me lay that down. That man light as a motherfucker, but he ain't going to run no Mustang.
That's him. He said he's like, Jeremiah.
He want to try me with Kamala Harris. He want to try Jeremiah. He won't try Leon. He don't really want Leon like that, but he mentioned his name.
What the boy got Fred and them locked in? Ryan?
Yeah, he goes, mm-hmm. look, Roger he mentioned
Ryan.
In all them.
Roger
but he
Ryan,
mentioned in
Legal
all them. But listen,
Jeremiah.
He said all of, a lot of them names, and this is just everything I love. I don't give a fuck if DD listening. A lot of them names he really don't want no part of, but he know they not running the quarter. He'll say he
oh,
won't
man.
Say. He'll say he won't say. He know them people ain't going out the back door. That's why he's saying that. I'm not saying he's scared, but why?
Mm-hmm.
If you know a man ain't going to go to quarter, why is he mentioning their name? You know they ain't.
Yeah, but here's,
point
the, yeah. here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with that. It's no more fair or unfair for him to want to ride the back door than it is for him to want to run the eighth. It's not. He,
no,
he
I didn't
not
say that. I didn't say that.
No,
he, you missed
I'm
the
not,
point.
Ho, I'm not saying
okay,
you said anything wrong. I didn't say you said anything wrong. I'm just simply saying he's not saying nothing wrong by him wanting to ride the back door. They're like, no one else is not saying anything wrong by wanting to run the eighth.
I'm saying something wrong. Listen, he is saying something wrong when he know they ain't going to run out the back door. They done told him 95,000 times, and he keep mentioning their name. That's when he said something wrong.
What,
he didn't say nothing wrong at first. He didn't say shit wrong.
The man...
But he
the
know they ain't running
rotate.
The quarter. Everybody
the
said
man.
They're not running the quarter. 80% of them people said, we're not running no goddamn quarter. We running to the eight.
Well,
get your ass out.
He said,
no, they should have left that alone. But he come on these shows and say, motherfucker, I'm looking for Zay. I'm looking for Leon.
Yeah.
He know they ain't running out the back door. That's where the wrong part come in at, Brother D.
The man
that's
mm-hmm.
where the wrong
rotate
part
like
come
we used
at.
To, Bobby Cole. But here's the deal. And only the half of the truth going to be told, and the other half going to be a lie. The truth of the matter is that, just like he's drawing at them, they drawing at him. So when
he
come in and defend himself,
3 months ago, 6 months
yeah,
ago,
they draw. They, Bobby Cole, I'm going to give it to you in the row. They draw at him,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay. But when he come in and draw back and tell him right the back door, it's wrong. He no more right
cool.
than they right. He no more wrong
it's
than they
cool
wrong.
When they do it. It's cool when they do it.
I'm going to tell y'all something else. When they drawed on him, they told him why they wanted to run. They both said no. That was it. Then he
mm-hmm.
come back and draw on them 2 months later when it get warm and say
ball
out the back
head.
Door. He know they ain't going
ball
out
head.
The back door.
Ball head. It's been established that they want to run the eighth, just like it's been established that he want to run the back door.
Okay,
he
so
just
they never said nothing else to it. They never said nothing else to it. But,
okay, but
you still ain't telling
saying,
the whole story. They
missed.
Never draw back on him. After they know he won't run the eighth,
I didn't say
they
draw back on him.
No, you said they drawed on him, and then he drawed back on them.
That's not what I said. I said he drawed back on them. It just took him 3 months later to do it.
They drawed on him 3-4 months ago, and then he turned around and he ready.
Hey, Bobby Cole. I know you gonna understand it like that, because look what kind of car you got. But all that air you draw on me today, 3 months later, ain't the same shit, man. Come on, man, stop it, man. You know we ain't no motherfucker going like that.
Okay, wait a minute, boy.
You know that.
Tell me this.
If you would allow
me
to explain, Brother B, you won't let me explain. You would not let me explain. Like I said, if you got a 15-second car, and then you a motherfucker draw on you and you don't want to race him, both of y'all run 15. Now you run 13, motherfucker, 3 months later. I ain't running you no fucking 3 months later. It don't go like that. It go like that with Bobby Cole. Look what kind of car he got. That's what I'm saying. That ain't the same
okay,
shit,
now
man. Y'all
now
know
let
that
you
the
explain.
Same.
Now let you explain. Now you listen to me like I did you.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's exactly the same. Because you drew on me 3 months ago don't mean I was ready. You was. Now I'm ready. I'm drawing on you. And it just been sent to my attention, which it came back to Maryland Senate. They done ran him out the back door twice. So why would he not want to run Zay out the back door? Why would he not try to run him out the back door? At the end of the day, Zay and no one else is doing nothing wrong by wanting to stay in the eighth because that's what they do. DD is doing nothing wrong by trying to go out the back door because that's what he do.
And I agree with you. You still missing what I said. I said he knows they're not going out the back door, and he's drawing on the ones that he know ain't going out the back door, and some that will go out the back door. He got all these other stipulations. That's why they ain't got up there. He said, let's run Saturday. We got to run Saturday. It's 2 days later. On the Thursday, he said, let's run Saturday. He's like, man, stop it, D.D. You know we all going to Macon, Georgia, shit like that. That's what he's saying, Brother D, that you're not saying. I don't understand it. Why you defending a garbage? That's garbage. You know that man, get the fuck out. You just missing one person, Zay. Zay, you right. Zay did run him out the back door. Look how long ago that
that's
was.
That's why I mentioned.
Zay ran that man out the back door 2-3 years ago, man. That was 2-3 years ago.
That's
he
why
don't run out the back door
no more. Out the back door.
I get it.
That's why
I get it. But Zay is just one man.
The back door, I'm not
okay, so what about, okay, so what about Leon then? Let's mention some more names. What about Leon?
Okay,
Leon
have,
never
have
drawn on that man to go out no back door. We tried to make Leon go out the back door. Come on. Ryan ain't going to run him out the back door. Ryan Carr ain't even ready. Ryan Carr ready. Ryan ran the man out the back door 2-3 years ago. He stopped racing and sold his car. Now he bought another car. Ryan ain't going to run him out the back door. That's all I'm saying. Come on. Come on. You didn't mention one person, Zay. That man mentioned a million names. Come on with these other names. Come on. That's what I want to hear. Hello? 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 The show must have went off. The show must have went off.
Jesus on my mind.
The show must have went off.
Jesus on my mind.
The show must have went off, y'all. The show must have went off.
Oh, man. Not the show went off.
Man, please, I ain't against DD. I didn't say the man said nothing wrong. I said he's saying something wrong because he know they're not going to go, man. He know they're not going to run him in the goddamn court.
He know him. Sound like I hear some crickets. I hear some crickets.
Where y'all from here? Where y'all from?
Hello, that must be.
They're all over the years now, kid. They're all
over the
years.
I'll tell you. Goddamn stop sign on catch hell.
Yeah. I'm wrong, kid. Come on. I ain't going to get up. I want to see them boys go. You know,
me
I want
too.
To see them go, kid. Hey. Come on, man.
Steve.
Call a spade a spade,
hey.
Man.
Hey, Steve. That's the
I
same.
Bet you're going to
run you when you offer motherfuckers, they better jump on it right
there. Right.
There
you go.
All,
there you go.
You gotta fight that, Chuck.
A motherfucker tell Chuck 3 or 4 months ago, I'm going to take that 3 and break you off me 3 months ago. Man, ain't no motherfucker finna give you that same shit, man, 3 months down the road. But like I say, I take my hat off to Bobby Cole now. Look what kind of car they got. They posted don't give a fuck about a motherfucker. Why would they care about somebody? Look what kind of car you got, man. I'm talking about even slower cars. I know this, Chuck. You ain't going to tell Tim House he got the break today. Being 6 months later, you going to give him the break. Man, get the fuck
sure
out of here, man. You ain't finna do no shit like that. You're not going to give him the back tire today. And then 3 months later, you're going to give him the back tire again.
I got to straighten you when you said something wrong. He will give him the break a month later. Break across his ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, but I'm really going outside the box because Chuck and them got way different cars than what I got. I'm equating that to the car that I drive, some street cars. You mean to tell me you gonna let a motherfucker prepare for you with a street car, Willie Dawg? You gonna have a 13 second car and you gonna let a motherfucker prepare for you? You got to be the
no,
dumbest motherfucker in the world, man. Come on, man. That's all. That's
no,
what
sir.
I'm trying to say. That's what Dee doing. He sit there and watch Kamala. I've been had that car for 2 years, and now he's just not drawing on me. And he want to run me with Bushwick. Come on, man. Now his Brother Dee's out there. Should I run him with Kamala, with Bushwick? And Brother Dee been seeing my car on the video or something. Brother Dee know better than that. Come on, man. You know Dee drawing on motherfuckers. He think he can whoop. Well, he think he got dead. But he know he got me dead. He ain't gonna let me win no way, no how. But them other guys, he can get tamed by their motherfucking ass. Oh, but they got to bend over backwards and all that shit. They got to run at 12 o'clock
Can't nobody be on the start line, Willie Dawg. All this type of shit. You can't run at a prep track. You got to do this. You got to pay the prepper. You got to do, man, all kind of shit you got to do to run DD. Let's stop it, man. And Brother D know
come
this
on,
shit, man.
Come on, Shorty.
He know it. Look, he don't even mess with DD like that. I think he just give DD some credit because he got a Buick. You know, DD, goddamn, bro, he a Buick lover. He a Buick lover. Man. I ain't mad at him. He a Buick lover. I ain't mad at him. But goddamn, man, you got to keep it real.
Oh, man, that's a keep it real.
Man, he got to keep it real.
Come on in here, Barry White. I heard Barry White, man. Come on in here, Barry White. That was Chuck named Barry White. Chuck named Barry White.
Oh,
come on in, Barry White.
Hey, I'm just sitting back listening.
Hey, I bet you know I ain't lying, Chuck. And you ain't even got to follow me. You know better than that. Well, make up some of him for what? I want to beat his ass.
Hey, you give me a few months, I have a whole nother fucking car.
Man, that's all I'm saying, man. That shit crazy, man. Yeah, we do be running motherfuckers from year to year. You do run Tim out from year to year. But in your mind, you figure he got the same shit. And he ain't acting like he really won't no smoke. So I ain't mad at you, but you ain't finna goddamn it. If you get wins, goddamn it, Bobby Cole put a 5-3 in that bitch, you ain't finna run Tim out. You ain't no damn fool. They want a motherfucker to be stupid, man. Get the fuck out of here. That shit don't go like that.
No. Lord have mercy.
And I'm just keeping it real with you. Come on, baby. I'm just keeping it real with it, dog. Be my man, Honey Grant. Man, you know goddamn where that motherfucker. DD gonna run now. I can't lie on that son of a bitch gonna run, motherfucker. And we all know that. We know he gonna run. He catch a motherfucker a certain spot. He going to run their ass. But come on, man. That shit he was doing, man, he know them people ain't going to run out the back door. He don't know he going to run them in the back door. Man, get the fuck out of here. Zay, none of them. Zay, you know Zay been through with the back door. He been through, and he know this. Just like you, Willie Dawg. Why would you draw on Zay and tell him go out the back door? And you know he ain't going to go out the back door. You know he ain't, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, contact,
that's what I'm trying to get. That's what I'm trying to say to Brother D. His study said, I never said that D.D. did nothing wrong. The wrong part that he did is he know they ain't going out the mouth. They're like you with it, dog. I know you ain't going to run in the mouth. Put your ass down with the zookeeper in the mouth, motherfucker will come and fuck you with it, dog. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't going to run that shit on the street in no flying mouth. That's what I was saying, man. Get your car on the street with it, dog. I'm going to try your ass, the zookeeper. Fuck it. Give me 20 to break and get on the street.
Hey.
Oh, man, not the flying mile.
Hold up, Charlie. Will Barnes said he's going to get on Chuck, man, with a small block.
Good God.
Let me find his damn noise, whoever this dumb ass with this damn squeaking ass nose.
Now, that's me with that squeaking noise.
LC 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Say what now, Chuck?
I say he'll see 5 o'clock Saturday.
Will Barnes said he's going to get on your ass with a small block.
He'll see 5 o'clock Saturday.
Oh, y'all like me at 5 o'clock Saturday, Joe?
5 o'clock Saturday.
Oh,
shit. That's that Bobby Cole race, right?
Hey, yeah, there's more shit going on in Dallas that I know about, Steve.
Hey, you know what's crazy, man?
Yeah.
It's going to be a clusterfuck at 5 and 6 o'clock.
They just get in line. All it is, kid, we have back-to-back-to-back races. That's all it is. We're going to be good.
I get it. Yeah. No, I know it's going to be good. I was just saying, like, it's a lot of races.
Chuck, I like Will Barnes, though. I like Will Barnes for 100, Chuck. We can talk when we get there.
Bet.
Not just 100.
I think we'll talk.
You
can talk now.
Chuck, you're doing like Diddy now. You're doing like Diddy now. I'll see you when we get there. You're not Diddy now. You're not Diddy. You heard me say when we get there.
Hey,
see, Chuck, the reason I said it.
Your word, Chuck, just say that.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I was just
saying. No,
said
he got it. He want to figure it out when he gets there. He want to figure it out.
Right.
When
he gets there. See, Chuck, you know what I mean? You do. Chuck. Well, E-Rock, thank you, kid. And Chuck know how we do it because me and Chuck be right there together laughing and grinning, win, lose, or draw. So he know I'm a fan. So that's why I said we're going to do it.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, kid.
Yeah. Make sure you
get next to me when I run Predator ass, too. Mm-hmm.
Who running Predator? You running Predator?
I got Predator at 7.
Please kill him. Please kill him. Please. See, I told you, Skin. I'm like you, Skin. I don't know. You might be more loyal to me. I ain't loyal to nobody. I'm going to bet my money where I think I can win. Please whoop Predator to death. But I hope Will Barnes beat your ass, though. I hope Will Barnes beat your ass, though.
They hoping the same shit, but it ain't going to happen.
Well, y'all even. Did he whoop you the last time, Chuck?
I don't know, man. We done raced 5 times, something like that. So
well, I think y'all kind of close. But I think I got you the last time y'all ran. I'm not sure. I know I got you one time.
I can't remember shit that only happened this year.
Yeah. Hey, kid, you know, I just told you, kid. I hope Will Barnes beat his ass, but I hope he slaughtered damn Predator. Please slaughter Predator. I hope he slaughtered his ass. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I just want to run some cars I ain't ran before. That's all.
Me and Brother D just got two different versions. We got two different views. He see what he see.
I see what D was talking about, but you're right, though. You know, after the fact, though, he is pump faking. D.D. pump faking after the fact, though.
There you go. That's what he doing. He's pump faking because he don't want to just draw. He don't just want to draw on two people. He want to say he drawed on 10 people and all of them were scared of him. You see what I'm saying? But they not running in the goddamn quarter mile.
Yeah. I know what he was talking about, you know. I didn't hear.
I know what he was talking about too. But that was the beginning. That was 3 months ago. They were drawing on Didi or they've been drawing on Didi for years. And then they finally decided they not going in the quarter no more, which is Zabo, different people. But Vaughn said, fuck him. Vaughn said he running them in the quarter. He don't get no fuck.
Yeah, that's
you
with
Damon
Lance in the back.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah,
right, no problem. As long as you're talking, we can put up with it. As long as you're talking.
But Vaughn said, man, Didi, I'm not going to let you get out the race like that. I don't give a damn what you say. I'm going out the back door, the front, everywhere. I'm doing whatever you want to do. But everybody don't think like that. Leon don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. You know, the people that he drawn, they don't want to do it. So all I'm saying is, why would you come on? He can do what he want to do, but he come on the national show, he pump faking to me. And on some of them instances, he pump faking. Because he know them guys ain't going out the back door. He can't twist their arm, make them go out the back door. They don't want to go. We tried. I tried to twist Leon arm to go out the back door. He wouldn't go. It ain't go.
So what can I do? Is Leon got his car ready?
Yeah, he's in ready. And what
he got the back tire lane. He got the back tire lane choice.
God damn. Well, he said he ain't coming. He ain't bringing his car to Bobby Cole.
Well, if I come up there, if I get a free weekend, I come up there if I get a free weekend.
Yeah. Well, we get one free in it. But you know what? He said he ain't running nobody. See, that's another one. He said he ain't running nobody because he run Ryan. So, they drawn him. He going to say they bumped it.
That's a cop out.
It could be. But that's what he say. I mean, you know, I don't like it, but that's what he want to do.
He told me if I come up there, he'd get across my butt, the fat part of my head.
Oh, well, goddammit. Well, guess what? He told you something different. I like to see it happen. I'm going to be quiet. I hope he ain't listen to the show. I'm going to see if that's what he's going to do. Let me know.
I hope he is listening to it. Because I want to get across the fat part of his head.
ill will. I want to see that. I didn't pay no guy. I want to see it.
All these jokers just talk about it. I'm going to be about it. I ain't just going to talk about it. I'm going to be about it. All them slapping gongs and everything. Hey, who that doing? Who that getting attacked? Who that preparing the taxes? Is already paying taxes with all that noise, man. Who that preparing the taxes, man?
My dumb ass was opening some mail. That was my stupid ass.
You got a little bit too much noise now, man.
Yeah.
Just because you're a celebrity now, don't mean I won't go across the fat part of your ass neither. Yeah. Hey, I didn't want to start Chuck up because, you know, like I said, seeing I'll be head pumping. But if I can't find nobody else to get across their ass, well, I'm going to have to try Chuck again.
I'll be ready.
I know it, Chuck. I told you I didn't want to say it, though. But I'll tell you, I don't really want that ball. That'll be my last resort, though. That's my last resort. I don't want them trouble. And then, but I won't feel right. Chuck whoops my ass any year. I got to keep, I don't even say I want to keep that tradition up, but I'm used to it now, so, you know, it's just like a tradition, damn it. I'm gonna take the money I'm going to win off him from Will Barnes' race and put it on him. So that way I break even. Then. If you lose twice,
you don't lose my wife.
In other words, you like a turkey every Thanksgiving. You like a turkey every year, huh?
Yeah. Damn it, kid. Yeah. But Chuck, the only joke I know that doesn't beat me that it don't really bother me at all. To be honest with you, it don't really bother me.
Mhm.
But that damn Leo, every time I think about it, I be ready to do something. Kid, go on mute, kid.
Man. Not the leaking.
Yeah,
that wasn't me making that noise.
Now I'm going to get somebody. Chuck whooped my butt and can talk shit to me and don't even bother me for some reason or another. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a little race, dog. That's all, just a little race.
Well, I know it. I didn't say it. You go in there with man, we come back. Me and you come and lean up on the fence and start talking trash, messing with everybody else. Some jokers that you come out, I get my butt whooped. I don't want to. Don't look me in the face, boy. Yeah. But all right, guys, look here, man. We ain't doing nothing but reminiscing. Let's get on out of here. We ain't doing that. We got a house full of people, and we ain't doing that. Somebody that's getting their deals together with all that damn noise and shit, man. So we might want to go on. We ain't doing that. If anybody got them, I'm finna cut this thing on off, y'all. Kids, you got some kids? Kids, you got anything out there? Anybody got Chuck? Anybody? Skin? Wheelchair? Brother D? Big house? Anybody got anything? Anybody?
9 days and a wake up.
Count them down. Count them down, Jeffy. Count them down. You know what I do? Want to start like with all this noise I did. Let me see. Yeah, I did want to figure out who that damn thing. No, it might be somebody out on. If you check somebody out on you, I know. Well, I had to check his game. Yeah, it must be somebody I trust. Come on, man! It was that dumbass Tim House, man. That stupid ass Tim House, man. And I just talked. He just got through talking. It's the stupid ass Tim House. God. He just opened back up. It's Tim House, man. And he only here listening. And he only here listening. Man, come on, man. It's a dumbass. I skipped Tim House because I heard Tim House. I said, House, you got anything? House said no. So I said, it ain't Tim House with all that noise. It's a dumbass.